too. But definitely starting to feel my swing a little bit more, working a lot. You know, Plum has been great for us, giving us a bunch of reps and stuff. So just been feeling a lot more comfortable, feeling a lot more confident in the box, and I feel like it's starting to show in my game.
And for you, you've got the challenge of playing other positions. Tyler, you started in center. That would be a more natural position for you, but you're getting some reps in right field. All of this helps you when you go back in the fall at Regis University, right?
Most definitely. The more versatile I become, the more I'll be able to compete and the more I'll be able to find some time on the field. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment when you're learning right field, but I think I'm starting to make a good adjustment and starting to feel pretty comfortable out there.
You can always pick the brain of Rick Bassetti, too, played outfield in the big leagues. You mentioned Bill Plummer, the former Big Red Machine catcher. And not to pick on you guys because you're so young, but really – that's my era of players. Did you know much about Plummer and or Bassetti before you came here? I'm sure you've learned a lot since. You've heard some good stories.
Definitely have heard some good stories. When I was looking at summer ball teams, my coaches recommended the Colt 45s for that exact reason. Bo has been a great teacher of the outfield to me, and just to be able to take my game to the next level, learning from a guy who led the AL in assists, led the AL in putouts, during his time, will help me take my game to the next level.
What do you need to improve on this summer? I mean, everybody sets goals, but baseball season never really stops anymore. So what are you trying to accomplish without putting too much pressure on yourself?
I feel like I'm a confident guy, so I just try and carry that over into the field. The more confident I am in my abilities, I feel I'm pretty naturally talented. The more confident I am in my abilities, the more reps I get in game, I feel like that'll carry over in itself, just working on the mental aspect of the game and working on feeling like myself more out there.
Now, you're from Colorado, right? I mean, that's where you went to high school. A lot of people here, myself included, not familiar with Regis University. Tell me a little bit about Regis, why you wound up there. Miguel Marquez also there. Miggy, unfortunately, having an injury and is probably going to be going home soon. But, tell me a little bit about Regis.
Regis is a Division II school in Denver, Colorado. Being close to my family, it was a great opportunity to go there, and unfortunately the coach that recruited me just took another job, but I'm looking forward to building with the guys. I've made a lot of great friendships out there, and in a smaller school you get really close with the guys you spend a lot of time with. So it's a nice little spot. It's about 10 minutes north of downtown, so we keep ourselves busy. But it's definitely a good time, and I'm looking forward to getting better out here and taking what I learned and really competing and getting after it this fall.
I'm guessing you then grew up a Rockies fan, huh?
Yes, I am a Rockies fan. A little, the Dodgers look like they're running away with the division, but you never can count them out. The Rockies have a lot of fight.
Before I let you go, what has this experience been like for you this summer? Because hey, you guys are from everywhere. You got Utah, you got Northern California, you got Texas. What has the experience been like? And I sense that you're gelling as a team now.
Up front with guys coming from all over, it might be a little awkward. You might just stay with the one or two guys who came here up front. But definitely as we spend more time together and personalities start to show, we're starting to become a little bit closer. And you can see that on the field too. I feel like we're just about to start hitting our stride and really start putting teams away and playing the game that we all know how to. So it's good. It's exciting. It's, the more time you spend out here, the more fun you have. So I'm really looking forward to the rest of summer.
And to Bayana, thank you for taking the time to join me. I know you may still get in the game. You're not in the starting lineup, but you got to prepare just like you're going to get called on in there as you guys try to take the rubber match in a three-game set with the Fresno A's. Thanks, Andy. We'll be back with the lineups and more. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, explosive dance numbers, and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field, everyone. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us tonight. And yes, we have a very special guest.
Cookie
is throwing out the first pitch in KIXE night. What a good time. What a fun time. Cookie Monster has thrown out that first pitch, and you know he's going to be perfect at it. And Cookie Monster doing his thing. Great job, Cookie Monster. Throwing out the first pitch. A beautiful national anthem, again, brought to you tonight, sung by our friend, the local high school student who has been singing the national anthems for us. She did a beautiful job once again tonight. And let's go over the starting lineups for you. Colt 45s are wearing their gold jerseys with the white piping, white hat, black trim, and Bill on the hat, white pants against the Fresno A's, who are wearing the gray bottoms, green jerseys with white sleeves and yellow sleeves and yellow numbers. Visitors starting lineup, Jake Renteria, who's been very impressive out in center field. He's their leadoff guy. Ethan Winter also has hit the ball well. He's at first, batting second. Brandon Happ out in left field. Mitch Silvis is the DH tonight. The number five hitter is Wake Chen, starting the game at catcher. Alex Ortiz, who got tossed from last night's game for disputing a called third strike, he's at third base tonight, and he is batting in the number six spot. Batting seventh, Leo Chen Sai is in right field, one of four players from Taiwan who are part of this team. It's been fun watching them, very good players. Chris Terenga is at second base. And Eddie Rodriguez has done a little bit of everything, a little third, a little short, a little pitching, a lot of pitching last night. Really had to finish things up, and I'm sure he's going to be at shortstop batting ninth and gets his licks in too. Your Colt 45s, let's take a look at them in the field. We mentioned Annie Bayena getting his first night off out at first base. He's pretty much going to be a stalwart out there now as while Chris Brew's leg heals. That's Eric Carlson at first base. Over at second, Peyton Edwards. At shortstop, Brendan Roop. Over at third base tonight is Tanner Tweet. Your outfield left to right, Eamon Velarde getting the start in left field tonight. Out in center field, Tyler Thompson, who had the big bombing night last night, his best night as a Colt 45s player. And out in right field tonight is Jacob Machuca, his first go at it out there. So he's getting trial by fire as he learns to play the outfield position, a catcher by trade. So we're just about ready to get going here at 7:14 p.m. The first pitch is a ball, 1-0. The first pitch from the man that I didn't tell you about, Peter Kronowski, whose catcher is Nick Horsley tonight. Kronowski, the incoming freshman, he's working left-hander from the stretch all the way. Second pitch, bounced up the middle, hit, had eyes, base hit. Was not hit that sharply, but to Roop's left, he just wasn't able to get to it. So a leadoff single here by Renteria. He has good speed. Let's remember that. Back to our pitcher tonight. Kronowski looked very good in his last start. He had some immaturity points, I think he'd tell you. You know, a couple of mistakes happened and it cost him a little bit, but the big guy looked really good, 6'2", 200. He's out of Littleton, Colorado, and Heritage High School. And in the coming season, he will be pitching for Seattle University. Pretty good lead over at first for Renery. He's going. Throw down by Horsley is a one-hopper, but he stole that one on the pitcher. Renneria with a stolen base, ninth of the year for their leadoff hitter. Wonder had a hit last night, and since joining their team, he's played just four games, but he's hitting .545, 6-4-11. He's a left-handed batter. Swings at that one, fouls it off left side. The typical this time of night, some shadow coming off of the west side grandstands, third base side grandstands. So you have a lot of streaks of light. All the outfield is under light right now, but you're getting some shade in the batter's area. And it can be a factor as the game goes on. It's much cloudier in the horizon, but above us, plenty of sunshine. This one's hit slow roller to second. To his left, Edwards. Only play is going to be over to first base. And Renteria moves to third on the fielder's choice. 4-3 out number one. Now, Brandon Hepp, their left fielder, he also played several positions last night. Came in and played a couple of different positions in the infield last night. I guess he just played third base. We were confused as to who was what because they were changing players all over the place. But anyway, Hepp hitless last night, did get an RBI on the season. He's hitting .273 with no homers and four runs batted in. First pitch, low and inside, ball, no strike. Colt 45's 8-7 now, snapped that three-game losing streak last night. Fresno A's are at 5-9 on the season. Tim Culver, manager of the A's. Barrick Fasking, of course, the skipper of your Colt 45s. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Squaring to bunt, pulls it back. It's going to be 2-0. Kronowski on the hill. Dimensions in the ballpark, 320 down the left field line, 406 to center, and 310 down the right field line. Power alleys are 358 in left center, 370 in right center. Right-handed batter awaits. Good fastball. A nice cutter on the outside, called for a strike, 2-1. We're seeing really good stuff out of this young man. We'll talk a little bit more about his last start because the numbers, you know, could have been better, but there were a couple of balls thrown away and things like that. It just wound up being a learning night for him. That one's over for a strike, 2-2. Battling back to get in it. He has appeared in relief since then, Kronowski. So he's had a couple of games out of the bullpen. Swung on, missed, and battled back, falling behind out of the gate. Impressed. Got him on the off speed, and that's strike out number one of the game for Kronowski. And I don't know what I was talking about. His start, it was a relief appearance. But anyway, this is his third appearance of the season. This batter is Silvas. He bounces it towards second. Again, Peyton Edwards, slow roller, fields and throws. And you can hear he got him for out number three. Excellent inning again for the big left-hander. We'll talk more about Kronowski and all the positives with him as we go along in this contest. A scoreless first, one man, one hit, one man left on base. We will go to the bottom of the first on KIXE-PBS, the Cookie Monster's big night out at the ballpark with a scoreless game. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCM 1460.
Bottom of the first inning for your Colt 45s, the guy who had a monster night last night, Tyler Thompson. Really great to see him continue his leadership on and off the field. He had a 2-for-5 night with 2 runs scored and 5 RBI. The big blow for the left-handed batting center fielder was a 3-run home run. He'll lead it off in center field. Peyton Edwards has been playing third the last couple of games. The Shasta College product is at second tonight, batting second. Brandon Roop at shortstop, hitting third. Chris Brew, the DH, again, also had a multi-hit game last night and a home run. Tanner Tweet is at third base tonight after being out and left the last couple of nights. He bats fifth. Jacob Machuca hits sixth, had the night off last night. He's back in the lineup tonight against a right-hander. He's out in right field. Eric Carlson batting seventh at first. Nick Horsley hits eighth behind the plate. And Eamon Velarde batting ninth and in left field. First pitch to Thompson, takes an off-speed outside corner, called for a strike. Respecting Tyler Thompson, I think right out of the gate, throwing the off-speed. We'll see how – we've seen that with several of their pitchers kind of working backwards, establishing starting hitters with off-speed. Thompson, that looked like a curveball again, knuckle curve perhaps, and it bounced up there 1-1. So Tyler now batting 342, trailing only Velarde really on the guys who are playing semi-regularly, but of the regulars, that is tops on the club. His on-base percentage, 554, and a very good slugging percentage, too. That one was called over for a strike of 553. Big 9-game hitting streak. I think last night I might have said it was 8. He's on a 9-game hitting streak. 1-ball, 2-strike count. He waits. Big kick. And misses that one. Swings and misses. Bounces away from the catcher. Thompson can fly, but they do get him at first for out number one. Tyler was way ahead, kind of waved at it. We're seeing some South Flores, the pitcher, a little misdirection out there, kind of moving it in and out, changing speeds on it. So let me give you their lineup, their defensive lineup. Ethan Winter at first, Tadenga is at second, Rodriguez at short, and Ortiz at third, Hep Renteria and Cheng Tsai in the outfield. Wei Chen is the catcher, and on the mound, South Flores is a right-handed pitcher as Peyton Edwards steps in, the right-handed batter. Everything's pretty much been, I think, at off-speed to this point. That was called strike one. Flores, just 5'7", out of West Hills College, 180-pounder. 0-1, same pitch selection, knuckle curve of some sort, bounced it up there, 1-1. This is his, South Flores' first start. He's pitched in a couple of games for him, 7 1/3 innings, 11 strikeouts in those innings. His ERA of 4.90, that one's a ball, 1-1, 2-1 now. But 11 strikeouts in 7 1/3 innings. Little guy. Doesn't look like he's throwing super heat, but you never know. He might be liking to pitch backwards off speed early. That's inside. And did it hit him? It did. It ticked him. He spun away from it, but hit by the pitch. Peyton Edwards. So, base runner for the Colt 45s. For Peyton, that's the third time he's been hit this year for the Colt 45s. 36 hit batters. And Brendan Roop comes to the plate. Roop's got a little run of his own going. 3 straight games he's hit. Seems like he's always hot at the plate. Brendan, the right-handed batter, awaits. Edwards takes. First pitch is high. Brendan batting 326. Second on the club in runs scored. Leads the team with doubles, 3, tied with Tyler Thompson for that. Has 14 runs batted in. An OPS of 1.020. Very good. Slugging percentage of 512. Very good on-base percentage of 508. Out of Fort Scott College. Swung on and missed that one. So the count now, a ball and a strike. We'll get you caught up on Major League scores a little bit later, but I know Giants fans got a nice win today, 8-7. That one's inside, sent him spinning backwards. 2-1 the count. And did it hit it? It did. Apparently, it did. They said I'm spinning around. And I didn't get the initial pull that up. I didn't get the actual umpires. Yep, he was hit by pitch. He sure didn't sell it. Chris Brew now comes to the plate, asks for time. He wasn't comfortable in there. Rube didn't sell it. I got a feeling he wanted to keep swinging. But the home plate umpire tonight, Thomas Hutler, sent him down to first. Men on first and second on two HBPs. Johnny Smith, the umpire tonight, out on the bases. Right-handed Flores steps off the rubber. Still some sunshine on him. Batter completely in the shadows. High fastball, 1-0. Christopher Brew, despite that leg injury, has just been swinging, hacking. Six for his last 19. He's up to 308 on the year. Leads the club with two homers, 26 ribbies, and guess what happened? He got hit with a pitch. Flores is really struggling. I think that may be the most obvious statement I make tonight. And their skipper, Tim Culver, is coming out. This is his first start, Flores' first start. I mean, they don't try to get a ton of innings out of their starters from what we've seen, but you obviously don't expect them to have this kind of problem out of the gate. There's nobody throwing. I mean, this is college ball. He may be injured. I'm not sure. The manager, Culver, is going to talk to the home plate umpire, Thomas Hutler. And let's see what's going to happen here. There's some problem here. He's going to have to make a change. Apparently, there's an injury to deal with here. That's tough luck. So you had to wonder if something was going on there. Flores hits three consecutive batters. So with an injury, and it looks like the coming into the game will be, well, I know Tadinga's changing gloves. I don't know if he's going to pitch, but they're making some changes. We'll sort out those changes in a minute. Colt 45's had the bases loaded and one out, and we'll be back with this pitching change in just a moment. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick, 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
So we're going to have some changes for you. In the Fresno A's lineup, tough luck. Their pitcher got a strikeout on the first guy and then was obviously struggling after that to get it over the plate. He hit three consecutive batters to load the bases. His manager, Tim Culver, came out, and it was apparent right away that Sal Flores was having some problems with his arm. So they're going to the pen. They're going to come out with a lefty, Ethan Winter, who was playing first base. So I'm not sure if, they now will lose the DH, basically. And that means they've got a new first baseman. And we'll try to get caught and get up to date on all that here in a minute. Over at first base is Mitch Silvis. We saw him last night. He's played a little bit in each of the first two games. Big guy. And so the left-hander comes in with a base full, and Tanner Tweet, who's gotten on base, has a 500 on base percentage in his game since joining the club a couple of days ago or last week. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch, fastball away, a ball. Wander is making his third appearance, 3 2/3 innings, a 4.90 ERA. Hadn't given up any hits, but he's had problems throwing strikes. There's a called strike. He had walked 8 men in his first 3 2/3 innings. So, coach, you know, turn into – he didn't have another option, didn't have anybody loose, and I'm guessing he was his long relief choice tonight. One out. They're playing back for two. That one's away. 2-1, definitely showing more of a fastball than what we saw of Flores, but we really didn't get to see much from Flores. We get any word on that, we'll pass it on. We know there may be some folks listening down in Fresno, but just looked like he had something going on with his arm. That one missed away, 3-1. Working from the wind, Ethan Winter. Big kick, fastball over, 3-2. Colt 45's got a lot of free passes last night as well, and they did take advantage. Dozen walks in last night's game, and a hit by pitch two. That one, though, is neither. It's a strikeout. Tanner Tweet goes down. So two outs, Jacob Machuca, a chance to come up with some two-out magic. They have had as a team some two-out magic. Spoke to him before the game. He has his pre-at-bat ritual. Makes a sign of the cross in the dirt and on his chest, looks to the sky. It's just part of his pregame spirituality ritual there. Pre-at-bat, stands in, and a curveball. Guess what? It hit him. And he didn't really try to get out of the way of it. But it was going to hit him in there anyway. These guys do kind of stand on the plate. He's fine. Hit him, looked like maybe on the up on the arm, but was an off-speed. And the Colt 45s score a run. Take a 1-0 lead on 4 hit batters. Wow. So with 2 outs, it's 1-0, and Eric Carlson to the plate takes a pitch, a ball. And still nobody loosening in the pen. This is a tough job for Wetter. He obviously was not thinking about pitching, and he had to get ready in a hurry. That one's up. 2-0. Still plenty of time to come out, bring the kids out, enjoy the little water play area, KIXE night, Sesame Street. They've so got some information about all the KIXE programming. That one misses away, so it's 3-0. And they're calling for fever. They're calling for cowbell early tonight. 3-0 pitch. He's taking, and it's ball 4. So it's 2-0 as Roop comes in. Ed's already scored after coming around. Base is still loaded. Brew goes to third. Machuca to second. Carlson at first on the hit batter. I'm just going to go with this as a record. I don't know for sure. I personally have never seen 5 hit batters in an inning. And that brings up Nick Horsley. Waiting for Nick to break out. Been working with Bill Plummer a lot. Taking a couple of pitches. It's a ball and a strike now. Big right-handed batter had the night off last night. Back in the lineup behind the plate tonight. 1-1 pitch. Fouls that one back to the screen. 1-2. Keeping an eye on those scores. I know Dodgers fans as well. Dodgers up 1-0 and the Cubs in the 5th. Ball and 2 strike now the count. Horsley asks for time to get set. Winter, winding and delivering. Bounces one up there. Gets past the catcher, but nobody's going anywhere. Brew's on third. He's been having some leg problems. He's not going to be legging out. He said he's getting closer and closer, but not going to stretch him trying to make a slide at home plate right now. And no need to do that early in this game with a 2-0 lead. And these bases loaded. Don't ever run yourself out of an inning, too. 2-2. Fastball, popped it up. Out of play right side. Oh, we have a new sound effect tonight at the ballpark. So a firework whistling pop. I just made that name up, by the way. The whistling pop firework sound. No one was injured in the making of that foul ball. 2-2 pitch. Fastball, foul. That one off. Coaches for the Colt 45s, Justin Sabesmas over at third base. Going to enjoy a Father's Day off tomorrow to beautiful children. And over at first base, Brett Miller. Your skipper, of course, Barrett Fasking. And that one was called strike three. Tough on the corner. Pretty good pitch there. So they get three strikeouts and six hit batters. That is about the oddest first inning. But if you're a Colt 45s fan, you know, you'll take that. It's 2-0. Reading after one. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's up 2-0 after about the weirdest first inning I've seen. Five hit batters and three strikeouts. Hey, he'll take it. Tonight in the third base club, VIP Pavilion here at Tiger Field. It's Frozen Gourmet night. Frozen Gourmet is a wholesale distributor of premium frozen products like Häagen-Dazs, dryers, Nestle ice cream, Naked Juice, etc. And they are proud to be here tonight supporting your local baseball team, the Colt 45s. That's Frozen Gourmet out in the third base area. If you'd like to come out and have a private gathering, a family gathering, a work gathering with discounts, extra food, and more, just check in with the Colt 45s. Head to the website, readingcolt45s.com, and find out more. It's one of the fun parts of bringing a group out to the ballpark. First pitch to the first batter here in the top of the second, Wei Chen. This is an off-speed, swung on, miss. Kronowski, what I tried to say earlier, this is his third appearance, his first start. This one swung on, bounced toward short. High chopper, Roop catches it to his left, makes the throw for out number one. What I tried to say very unclearly last inning is that he has looked much better in his two appearances than his ERA, et cetera, would indicate. He just doesn't have enough innings. His 9 ERA doesn't mean anything with just 4 innings pitched, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, a couple of walks, and 6 strikeouts. So he got tagged with a loss in one of those appearances. But I've been really impressed, not just with his stuff, but with his demeanor and the way he's listening and out in the bullpen listening to Bill Plummer last night when he was getting Billy ready to go in the game, and he's soaking it all in. First pitch to the leadoff hitter, Alex Ortiz, or the second hitter in this inning, Alex Ortiz, a called strike. Ortiz has power. We saw that the opening night when he homered and doubled, but rolls one meekly toward short. Roop's going to have to hurry, though. Fields and throws, and he just does get Ortiz. We're seeing good defensive play tonight in the infield, and hopefully that will snowball for the Colt 45s. We've kind of been bitten by the bug, if you haven't been watching, and this would be the night behind the young lefty. But again, I've been very impressed since he joined the team, kind of in midstream. That brings up Lee Ochensai, the right fielder. Ochensai out of Chiayi University. First pitch is weight. Left-handed batter wears dark sleeves under his green and yellow jersey. Two down here. Top of the second. And the pitch. Curveball away. 2-0. Didn't miss by much. We'll tell you more about it later, but next Thursday is Country Western night here at the ballpark. It's going to be a fun night. You want to put that on your calendar. And I salute the North State Rodeo Heritage. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. Next pitch is over for a strike. So two balls and a strike now to count. Pitcher's still in the sunshine. Shadows and much more of the infield. Oh, and Nice took something off that. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Cheng Tsai really swung out of his shoes on that one. Hitting just 125, only two hits in 16 at-bats. Takes a cut at that one and goes down on strikes. So since giving up that leadoff bouncing single in the first, it's been six in a row for Kronowski. We head to the bottom half of inning number two. Colt 45's up 2-0 on KCNO 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Well, at their time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Bottom of the second, Colt 45s are up 2-0. And here in the bottom of the second inning, Eamon Velarde going to lead it off. They sent eight to the plate back in the first. No hits, scored two runs, had five hit batters. The starting pitcher got a leadoff strikeout. And then hit three guys in a row and had to leave the game with an injury. His replacement struck out a guy, but then hit two more. So, Colt 45's kind of a gifted two-run lead. And now we're back at it. Velarde going to be batting right-handed now against the lefty. He thought he would be batting left. He's a switch hitter. He told us yesterday he's really trying to work on his right-handed hitting. He's not batted right as much. Fouls that one back out of play. And working on his switch hitting. Eamon hitting 360 in 25 at-bats, 9 hits, including a double and 4 RBI. 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch. Fastball away. 2-1. Top of the order on deck. Velarde wears an elbow guard on his left elbow. Fastball swung on, hit pretty sharply towards left center field. Will it get down? Coming on his hip? No, he makes the catch. Just got under it a hair, hit it well, but a nice job by Hep. I've been impressed in this series with Hep and Renteria and the way they close on balls. That's out number one, a well hit ball. And that brings up Tyler Thompson, who we hardly got to tell you he's hitting up at 342 now. Brings in a 9-game hitting streak, struck out a rare strikeout for him back in the first. Takes the first pitch. It's a strike. Angels beat Tampa Bay 5-3 earlier today as well. We told you the Giants won 8-7. Here's an 0-1 count delivery. That was a slider, and it was over for a strike, 0-2. Tyler, deep in the count. 0-2, the count, off-speed, swung on, line towards center field, base hit. He just went with where it was pitched, a little breaking ball up, and he pokes it into center field for a hit. That's what you want your leadoff guy to do. The hitting streak is now at 10 games. He is 14 for 32 in that hitting streak. Good speed at first base. Thompson leads the club with 9 steals. And the right-handed batter, Peyton Edwards, at the plate. Peyton scored in the first. He was the first guy hit by a pitch. Takes one a little bit low. You felt for Winter having to come into the game from the first base position and pitch long relief. And he struggled to throw strikes, too. 1-0 pitch, that's a pretty good one. Just a little away, 2-0. Colt 45's and BP the last couple of days have been working on going opposite field, and you can just sense that it's really helped them with going with the pitches the last couple of nights. Swung on, hit sharply towards third. Ortiz plays it off his chest and won't get the play at second base. Ortiz had a nasty hop, bounced up off his chest, but it's going to get hit with the air regardless, so all hands are safe. And it brings up Brendan Roop. Right-handed batter, hit by a pitch, and scored a run in the first. Big kick. Fastball hit the plate, but blocked by Chen behind home plate. Roop standing in. Winter checks the runner at second. Swung on, hit sharply left side. Ortiz again scoops it. Goes to second, gets one there this time. The throw to first is late, so the Colt 45s will have a men at the corners. And one out. Thompson over at third. Edwards goes down on the fielder's choice for out one. And Roop is safe at first. Standing in is Chris Brew. He's been the guy that's delivered for the Colt 45s offensively from the get-go. First pitch is over for a strike. Having a little chat with Thomas Hutler to find out where that one was. It was in the strike zone. That's probably what Thomas said. 0-1 pitch with men on the corners. Roop's got pretty good speed at first. Takes this one. That's away. 1-1. A couple other scores. Mets now a final. They beat St. Louis 8-7. Minnesota on top of Kansas City 5-4 in the eighth. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Big swing. Off speed. Missed it. 1-2. Chris was looking out towards left field. He was thinking about it. Let's see. He shortens up a little bit on it now. He had a runner going here with men on the corners. Takes that one. Throw to second. Won't get him. Double steals on. Sliding in. Is Tyler Thompson safe? All hands are safe. And Brew's got a 2-2 count. Executed well. Give Roop the steal. Give Thompson the double steal. And the Colt 45s have a 3-0 lead. The left-handed pitcher is, I don't know exactly what he's doing. His skipper, Tim Culver, was not on the playing field, but in foul territory, saying something to the umpire. 2-2. Runner at second now. 3-0 lead, and Brew awaits. Takes that one away. 3-2. Tweet, we would like to bat. There are 2 outs. I said there was 1 out a moment ago. 2 outs. Of course, the leadoff hitter, Velarde, flew out to left field. Runner going on the 3-2 pitch, but Brew swings and misses anyway. So it's strike 3. Colt 45s, though, add 1 run on a hit. There was an error. And there's 1 man left on base. We're going to the top of the third. Colt 45's up 3-0 on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Much like last night, the Colt 45 staked their starting pitcher to a nice early lead, up 3-0. Peter Kronowski has looked good in his first two innings, and he will face the 8-9-1 hitters in the lineup for the Fresno A's. Ted Inga, left-handed batter, leading it off. Takes the first pitch. Held nicely on the outside corner for a strike. Ted Inga out of the University of Mary. We talked a little bit about them in North Dakota. They have several players on this team that go there. Pulled out on it as he swung, fouled it off, so it's 0-2. Teninga batting 200, no homers, two runs batted in, has three doubles for them. Big curveball called, strike three. That was old school there. And Teninga wasn't expecting it. Second consecutive strikeout, first out of the inning here in the third for Peter Kronowski and Eddie Rodriguez will come to the plate. Rodriguez playing shortstop. Jersey kind of hanging out a little bit. He's the guy, just joined him. Young kid, right-handed batter. Not even sure the uniform's been tailored to him yet. Shows bunt on the first pitch with Tweet playing a very deep third base. And he pulled back. It's a ball and no strikes. Choking up a little bit. Base is empty. Nice cutter on the inside. Called strike. 1-1. Other scores for you. Yankees lead the White Sox 7-4. Hey, they made a deal to get Edwin Encarnacion from the Mariners today. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Ooh, curveball swung on, missed. He went fishing on that one, 1-2. Braves lead the Phillies 5-4 in the eighth. Colorado up on San Diego 7-4. 11-4, excuse me, now in the fifth. Ball and two strikes. Bases empty, one out. Foul tip. Staying alive. Some streaky light on what is turning out to be a really comfortable night here at Tiger Field. Colt 45s will be off of game action until next Thursday night because tomorrow they are off for Father's Day with the rescheduling, postponement of the swing with the Legends events. This one's a ball, 2-2. Until later on in the season, that means there's no game tomorrow. No festivities, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will be the first of the Reading Colt 45's summer camps. Swung on, hit sharply towards right, charging on, making a diving attempt is Machuca, but Thompson is right there to get the ball in. Diving in at second is Rodriguez, showed some good speed there. Machuca comes up holding his, I believe it's his left wrist, I'm not sure. I know he had a hand injury during the season, and he's holding up his hand, and I think he's saying he's okay. Don't want to scare any family back in Texas listening, so I'm sure Doc's going to check him out, Carino, in between innings. But he's fine. He's staying in the game right now. I think he just got kind of jammed a little bit. But a pretty impressive little attempt. And that's one of those situations where the ball was not going to scoot past him, and Thompson was closing. So if you are going to dive at a ball, it was a pretty good time to do it. Renteria now comes up. Double by Rodriguez. One out. Leadoff hitter. Renteria had a bouncing single up the middle. Stole a base, but was stranded at third in the first. Big swing. 1-1. Came into the game hitting .354. Two homers, 12 RBI, hit that second homer against the Colt 45s. Both those lead their club. 1-1 pitch. Big kick. Big curve. Swung on, missed. Curve's looking good early in this game. Well, Homer's got the night off with Sesame Street out there, so the Colt 45s are going with the A team out there to get the 50-50 raffle going. Last night's pitcher, Colby Milligan, is out there, and, you know, he's got a long wingspan. High chopper toward short. Roop charging. Quick throw. He got him. Out number two. Runner moves to third. Well played. But if you don't know the way they do the 50-50 raffle here is for $20, you can get tickets from fingertip to fingertip. You could choose to do it or have someone else. And so they've got Milligan who's, boy, you're getting a lot of, you get a lot of 50-50 tickets for that. So nicely played. Runner moves to third on the fielder's choice, and that brings up the left-handed hitting Ethan Wender. Lines it right back through the box. Diving Roop knocks it down but won't be able to make a play on the speedy Wender at first. It'll be a single. Again, just kind of had eyes. Was right back through the box. Best chance would have been for Kronowski to knock it down, and the A's get on the board. It's 3-1. Rodriguez scored. Brings up the little guy, Brandon Hepp. Hepp just 5'7", switch hitter, batting right now. Right now. Chokes up on the bat. Big swing. Missed it. 0-1. Okay, any other scores for you? I've got Oakland lead Seattle 9-1. A lot of Bay Area A's fans as Hepp steps out to go over and ask his skipper something, seeing if he's got a sign. They could be thinking hit and run here, but with two outs, not sure. Anyway, the Oakland A's up on Seattle 9-1. I mentioned a minute ago Edwin Encarnacion headed to the Yankees. Rich getting richer. Boston beat Baltimore earlier today 7-2. Arizona over Washington 10-3. Houston beat Toronto 7-2. Cleveland 4-2 over Detroit. Miami at home beat Pittsburgh 4-3. Texas edged Cincinnati 4-3. We told you the Giants won, and the Dodgers are leading. The Cubs 1-0 after 6. All right, the right-handed batter is Brandon Hepp. Back in, the switch hitter batting right. Off-speed popped up. Infield should be playable. Called off of the play, and now Carlson drops it. He was called off of the play by Carlson, and everybody's safe. Hepp was not necessarily running it out, and so at the last second, he had to hustle down to first. But somewhere in there, Carlson tried. He called off the pitcher, which is your infielder is supposed to do that. You know, a lot of teams will say they don't ever want the pitcher trying to make the play. Tough luck for Kronowski. It's going to be an error on Carlson. Colt 45's first error of the game. So Hepp's at first on the E3. Wenter at second. Good speed. And Silvas, the DH. They lose the DH as he came in to play first base when they made the pitching change due to injury back in the first. So if you're a Fresno A's fan, you know, you want to try to take advantage here of a potential gift. One ball, no strike, up high. And this is some of the adversity that the young Kronowski has, you know, got to learn to deal with. Not of his doing. He should be out of this, but now you got to buckle up, throw strikes, and get the plays behind you. Two ball, no strike, delivery. That was a fastball up. 3-0. Peter's got to right his own ship now. Doesn't appear visibly disturbed or anything. He's just in a tough scenario all of a sudden. It's early. We're in the third inning. 3-0. That's a strike. He fell behind another hitter and back in the first inning was able to battle back, get a strikeout. That hitter, I believe, was Brandon Hepp. He's zeroing in, getting close to 40 pitches here in the third, which is certainly livable. Three ball, one strike pitch. Shade now over the infield. Slider missed just a little low, and it's ball four. That's going to load the bases. And Nick Horsley is going to go a little chat with his young left-hander. Ethan Wender is at third. He's got good speed. Hepp at second, also good speed. Silva's at first. First walk issued by the left-hander. The lights will be coming on soon. They're starting to warm up as we've got some summer clouds starting to kind of creep in, but again, those are on the horizon behind us. It's blue skies. So I think you're probably getting some sun, maybe some cloudy stuff, maybe even a little drop of rain up north of Reading. But all's well here. First pitch to the right-handed batting Wei Chen, taken for a strike, 0-1. Chen thought about swinging. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Bases loaded. Bouncing ball hit towards third. It's in foul. It is foul. Wei Chen hitting just 171. 35 at-bats. Six hits in those 35 at-bats. Has a couple of doubles and four RBI. Has the bat resting on his shoulder, now pulls it up, waggles it as he swings it an 0-2 pitch, just staying alive. It was not a strike. He wasn't going to mess around. Just protecting the plate. And Chen grounded out in his first at-bat tonight, last night, was 0 for 4. Excuse me, was actually... did not have an official at bat last night. Next pitch, a ball, 1-2. Kronowski buckling up here. 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on, laced left side, foul ball. I was watching Thomas Hutler right away because it was just a little bit out of my view. The big lefty toes the rubber in the stretch. Bases loaded of A's, and the right-handed batter awaits. The 1-2 pitch swung on, hit high right side. Going back is Machuca. Struggled with it momentarily, but Jacob makes the catch for out number three. One run does score. On two hits, there was an error, and the bases were left loaded. We go to the bottom of the third. Colt 45s like to get that run back. They're still leading 3-1. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We've got one more change. Not sure if there are any others yet. They haven't been brought to us. A new catcher in the game. The umpire is saying, yep, got one change. Number defensively. Three. New catcher is Ryan Naranjo. He's been sharing duties behind the plate with Wei Chen. So Naranjo is in catching in the bottom of the third. Leading things off here in the third for your Colt 45s is Tanner Tweet. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Struck out in the first. Swings at that one, fouls it back out of play. Ball and a strike. Now, coming up on Thursday, I told you it's going to be Country Western night. That's our next broadcast as well and our next game here at Tiger Field. Colt 45 salute our North State Rodeo heritage. If you wear your hat, boots, shirt, buckle, anything, cowboy, you'll get $1 off your general admission ticket, and you'll get to meet rodeo queens and cowboys and the world champion barrel racer from right here in the North State, Nellie Miller. will be here throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. Going to be a fun night, country and western night, coming up on Thursday. That's our next game and our next broadcast. 2-1 pitch, that one's away, 3-1. Nick Corsley, Jacob Machuca on deck. 3-1, fastball, it's away, ball four. Well, you can't say the Colt 45's batters don't see a lot of pitches because they draw a lot of walks.
Number 16.
I mean, case in point, on the season, the Colt 45's as a team have a .246 batting average as a team. And as a team have a .416 on-base percentage. That's 160 points higher. Machuca swings at the first pitch, lines it. One hop to second, short for one, back to first, and they complete the double play. It was an odd little short hopper played by the second baseman well. Flipped it to short for one, and he got Machuca at first. It just hit too hard, and they played it cleanly. 4-6-3, the double play. His tweet is erased. And Eric Carlson will come to the plate with the bases empty. First pitch to him in off speed. Misses the ball and no strikes. As I mentioned, the light's coming on a little early tonight. It takes a few minutes, and it's already pretty dark out there, shadowy. Just a nice little cloud layer, and the sun now setting. Flip that switch, guys. 2-0 delivery to Carlson. 3-0 misses away. And Winter is not happy with himself. He's struggling out there. I mean, he's pacing, walking around the mound. If he just joined us, he had to come in the game after a whole bunch of hit batters by the starting pitcher. Misses that one, ball four. Second walk of this inning. Colt 45 said five, count them, five hit batters in the first. Three of them were by their starter, two by the man who was pressed into relief, Winter, who's now walked two here in the third. The double play, saving him from grief. Brings up Nick Horsley. Misses inside and low. And, I mean, when you're looking at body language, he keeps looking over to the third base side. And I don't know why he would be looking at Barrett Fasking, or maybe he's got family sitting over there. That one misses. He is really struggling. And again, he keeps looking over to the Colt 45's third base side, and maybe he's got family over there. He's got somebody, you know, that he turns to, but he is very frustrated out there. But he's thrown six straight balls. Horsley, hitters count. 2-0, throws over to first base. That's a change. Nick waits. Here it comes. Fastball hit, slow roller towards short. Rodriguez fields and throws, and he got him for out number three. So, a couple of walks. They don't hurt the Fresno A's. We go to the top of the fourth. Colt 45 still up, 3-1. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more more four-year universities and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth inning, three runs, one hit, one error for the Colt 45s, 1-3-1 for the Fresno A's. It's the rubber match in a three-game series between the two clubs. Colt 45s lost the opening one, 8-3. It was a real disappointer because it was a very tight ball game until just one of those haphazard innings blew it up. They bounced back, though, in a big way last night, turn of fate, and scored 16, winning 16-4 on a season-high 15 hits. Tonight, the two teams are still kind of feeling each other out here. Colt 45's got two in the first, but they didn't have to do much to get it. They just got hit by five pitches. Not kidding. That's what they did. Added one in the second, and now here we are in the fourth. And, yes, the A's did score one last inning. Leading it off, Alex Ortiz doubled and homered the opening night. Takes that one over for a strike. Last night was a little more frustrated. He was 0-for-3 and booted from the game for arguing a call. Third strike actually just drew a line in the dirt and the ump threw him out. High chopper, left side. Roop has to play it on the funky hop. Shows off his arm. Does it get him? Nope. He had to wait on it to come down. It was just a bounder, and he wouldn't have been able to get it. It was in between hops, and so I believe Ortiz's speed earned him a base hit there. And it did. Of the four hits in the game, you know, the double by Rodriguez last inning was definitely a well-hit ball, but the one in the first was just a grounder, and that one as well. Left-handed batter Leo Cheng-Sai is in the game, struck out in the second. It's interesting watching different mannerisms of players. He always says, tips his cap to the umpire when he steps in there. Kronowski throws over to first. Back in easily is the base runner Ortiz, who has good speed. We've seen it. Throws over again. They're showing bunt. Tweet was charging. We've seen that the A's like to put a little hit and run. They've succeeded with some small ball in the first game. He's showing bunt even before the pitcher goes to the belt. Not a big lead for Ortiz, throwing over there again. I think it's pretty evident the Colt 45s think Ortiz is running. So Leo Cheng-Sai, with nobody out, showing bunt. Ortiz still has the lead. Now the delivery bunts it foul. 0-1 the count. He's trying to push it up the third base side. Not to tell you what to do, but a drag here might help if he's any good at it, because Olsen's got to hold the runner at first. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Pulls back on the bunt. Didn't miss by much. It's a ball and a strike. Ortiz trying to draw a throw from Horsley. Both of them are smiling. He took a fake step. They've seen Horsley's arm. Opening night he caught against him. And he's got a gun. He has a gun. Again, showing bunt. Kronowski. But he pulls it back and takes a cut at it. Tips it. It's a strike. 1-2. Now he's going to be hitting away. Leo Cheng-Sai at the plate. Chris Terenga on deck. And Eddie Rodriguez in the hole. Bottom half of their lineup has done some damage this week. 1-2. Checks the runner through. Biggest lead of the at-bat for Ortiz. Runner going. Throw to second's high. Ortiz has the stolen base, but it was strike three. So Cheng-Sai goes down on strikes, but Ortiz had a, you could tell he had just a little bit more of a lead on Kronowski, and at that point, he was gone. Horsley's throw was high, but I think if it's on the bag, he still doesn't get him. That brings up the left-handed batter, Taringa. Watched the third strike last inning to start things off. Swings and fouls went off left side. Here come the lights now. Now they're starting to heat up. Get a new attitude out here to ballpark. I'm just kidding. The attitude's been great tonight. Beautiful night. We have Sesame Street characters, KIXE, water, stuff for the kids to play in. Nice crowd. Good food. Grill still going. I'm ready for a hunt. Hey, he's going towards third. Ortiz. Kronowski not paying attention to him there. And Horsley's just salivating because catcher with his kind of arm, this guy tries to steal third on you. I love when I hear announcers say, you know, there are some base runners who say it's easier to steal third. Yeah. Yeah, only if you're stealing it on the pitcher, which is usually the case. They're usually referring to he's not even looking back at him. Peyton Edwards, now he steps off the rubber. Had a scenario similar to this where he tried to pick a runner off second, threw it away. And these young pitchers learning that the fake is all you need. Just step off. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. He just fouls off one on the outside corner just to stay alive. Only one out. A dangerous hitter on deck in Rodriguez, as we saw his last at-bat. Taringa waits. Didn't bat in last night's game. 0-2. He's being patient. Takes that one for a ball. And Taringa was 0-4 in the first game against the Colt 45s. There's a ball and two strikes to count. Kronowski working a little bit slower here to this batter. Lefty on lefty. Right-handed batter on deck. He looks in, has the sign. Roop trying to keep the shortstop close, and again the pitcher fakes the throw to second. Ortiz was going right out of the gate, third. And they obviously, I'm not sure if he has the green light to go on his own, but he seems pretty savvy out there. And now Nick Horsley. Might be a sign situation where he wants to change the indicator or something. He might be afraid Ortiz, you know, playing a little mind ball, you know, might be trying to steal the sign. Either way, Horsley probably just changed the indicator. Ball and two strikes now. He's back behind home plate. Kronowski back on the rubber. Holds the ball in his left hand, dangles it as he gets the sign, now brings it to his glove, checks the runner at second. Off-speed swung on, fouled off, just did anything he could just to stay alive on that one, Taringa. He was fooled. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Has the sign. The little left-handed batter awaits. The big lefty throws. Oh, and it bounced up there. Got away from Horsley. It'll be a wild pitch. First of the game for Kronowski. Now the runner is at third with one out. Infield's going to play at normal depth here. This is a scenario where if you're Kronowski, you'd like to think strikeout here. 2-2 delivery. And here it comes. Slider, bounce towards second. Runs gonna score. As Peyton Edwards had only one play over to first base, it was a pretty much a slow roller. So the wild pitch kind of set that one up. It is now a 3-2 game. And that brings up Eddie Rodriguez with the bases empty. Rodriguez doubled in the third on a diving attempt as he went the other way by Jacob Machuca out there, taking a big cut. Some of the guys on this Fresno team, they don't get cheated, man. They take their cuts up there. Kraske gets 60 pitches now. No balls and a strike. Big kick, delivers fastball, outside corner, called strike. And I'm not sure on the percentage, but it does seem as though he has a better curveball. He's throwing it for strikes, so he probably does throw more of them than most guys, because most guys don't throw their curves for strikes. But he's got a good fastball, too, and there it is again. That one kind of cut that one a little bit, just missed away. But I'm not sure, you know, it's probably about 60-40 right now, fastball and off speed. Here comes the 1-2. Big kick, fastball, bounce towards second. And it's fielded by Peyton Edwards, throws it over to first base, four out number three. They do get a run on an infield hit, stolen base, wild pitch, and a ground out. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45's holding on to that 3-2 lead on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
More PBS fun out on the field. It's more of the PBS characters here on KIXE9 are out having fun and doing some dancing and playing with the kids. It's 3-2 Colt 45s. They're batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Eamon Velarde leading things off, batting right against the left-handed pitcher, Ethan Winter. Velarde, big 6'5", 210 hitter out of Feather River College from Wairika High School. Takes the pitch there, fouls it off, right side. Hit the ball well his first time up to pretty deep left field, but well played by Brandon Hepp. He's run down a few balls over this weekend in these three games. No ball, one strike pitch, fastball up and away, 1-1. Tyler Thompson due up next. Peyton Edwards in the hole. Colt 45's got two in the first, one in the second. There's an off-speed breaking ball. That one missed a little low. Got two in the first, one in the second. A's one in the third and fourth. That's where we stand. Fastball popped up, going to be out of play right side. Again, the moon rising over the first base foul territory. Kind of beautiful. Last night we had not a cloud in the sky. Tonight, those clouds from the north kind of wandered around, but they're not doing any damage. Makes for a pretty sunset. Bounce that breaking ball up there. If body language tells me anything, Winter is not happy. Now he takes and rubs dirt on the ball. He's having a hard time getting a grip. Tells you this isn't the big leagues because, boy, the umpires try to keep a clean white ball out there, which drives me crazy. 3-2 pitch, fastball, line down the right field side, base hit. Just down into the corner now, Velarde going around first, head towards second, and a leadoff double for Eamon Velarde. Just lined it right over the first base bag, just a couple of feet fair. Went with the pitch. And that brings up Tyler Thompson. Just the second hit of the game for the Colt 45s. So, here comes Tyler Thompson, singled and scored in the second to extend his hitting streak to 10 games, season high for the club. Hit a big bomb last night. Shows bunt. Bunts it back to the pitcher. Fielded by Winter. Throws it to first. They move the runner to third, so a sacrifice. Has Velarde at third base. Well executed all the way around.
Number 10.
And with one out, Peyton Edwards now comes into play. Edwards, right-handed batter. Winter, the left-handed pitcher. Peyton just getting healthy, and since he's gotten healthy, he's been delivering. Last three games, he's had run-scoring hits. Hitting .333 in those games with six RBI. First pitch to him is over for a strike. He's coming off a good season at Shasta College. Led them in both average and slugging percentage this year. Swings and lines it toward short. The drawn in infield. Snagged by Rodriguez. Looks the runner back and makes the throw to first. That was a terrific play by Eddie Rodriguez. He hit it where he was, though. It ate him up a little bit, but Rodriguez made the play. Looked the runner back to third. And then was able to show off his gun, getting a good running, a fast Edwards at first. This is a 6-3 in your scorebook. Now their infield will play back. Brendan Roop looking to deliver a two-out run here with a runner at third. Breaking ball, first pitch, misses. But Roop over the last three games, five hits and 11 at-bats. Swings and fouls that one back away. Well, Brendan's going to have to get the needle and thread out. Looks like sliding, he got a little bit of a tear in that set of britches. And, hey, this is summer collegiate ball. That's another skill he'll have to learn. Ball on the strike. Another good cut. Missed it. 1-2. So Winter, for all his frustrations, is a pitch away from getting out of this. See what Roop can do. Ball, two strikes. Here it comes. Curveball swung on, missed, dropped by the catcher. He'll throw it down to first to complete the out. But got to tip your cap to Winter. Got out of that jam. So we go to the top of the fifth. Colt 45's holding on to a 3-2 lead. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Yes, you can hear the Sesame Street music and the character music out here on KIXE PBS Night. Colt 45's holding on to that 3-2 lead. We're going to have a pitching change. Colt 45 sending Jacob Marquez out there. Jacob getting in some work. He's been working primarily as a starter, or he got into the starting rotation and with about a week off or They won't play again until Thursday. He's going to get some innings here. Good, strong little right-hander. So he takes over for the freshman. I shouldn't call him a freshman. I'm sorry. The young left-hander who started the game, and I feel like pitched well. Peter Kronowski went four innings, four hits. One of them was big, was a big, strong hit, but a couple of earned runs and one walk and four strikeouts. So Marquez, your new pitcher. This is his fourth appearance. He started two games, so second relief appearance. 12 innings, 17 hits, 8 earned runs, 8 walks, 11 strikeouts, a 1-1 record and a 6.0 ERA, but has pitched well and has shown some good things in those starts. So he's holding on to a 3-2 lead for Kronowski. He doesn't get the 5 innings, so he's not going to be eligible for the win if the Colt 45s do maintain this lead. Jacob, of course, on the mound, is out of Santa Rosa, went to Maria Carrillo High School. Some pretty great baseball has come out of that school, and they're grooming him at Santa Rosa Junior College to be a starter this year. He's a setup man as a freshman, takes the first pitch over for a strike. I know his mom and brother got up to one of the games, I believe the game he started, last game he started. First pitch is over for a strike to the leadoff hitter, Jake Renteria. That one's a little low and inside, 1-1. So Renteria, Winter, and Hep, the top of the order, in a 3-2 game. 1-1, slow roller towards short. Rube going to have to charge. Speedy runner throws, didn't get him. It was a slow roller. Rube knew it, got rid of it as quickly as he could. It'll be an infield hit. And that'll bring up Ethan Winter, who looks down to his manager in the third base coach's box as Nick Horsley goes out to have a little chat. They have been running. And this is their speedy guy at first, one of their best base stealers. Culver giving the sign to Winter. Now Winter ready to go. Horsley back behind home plate. Marquez has a good move to first, but he is a right-hander. The tall Renteria, nice lead, has both hands on his knees. Now he takes him off. Pretty good lead, not quite to the edge of the circle. First pitch is just away, 1-0. Nobody out. Infield hit. Has Renteria at first and Winter at the plate. Left-handed batter awaits. He is 1-for-2. Singled was stranded in the third. Throw over to first, and Eric is able to keep it in there. Carlson, I don't know who it bounced off of or what it bounced off of. Might have bounced off the base runner. Either way, take a deep breath. They could be looking at a worse scenario. Runner, though, will hold there. The lanky Renteria. Again, a pretty good lead. 1-0 delivery, not going. Fastball up, 2-0. Switch hitter on deck. So another left-handed hitter awaits for Marquez. Little guy has a good fastball. We've seen a good fastball. Nice array of pitches from him. 2-0. There's the fastball. It's over for a strike. Jacob listed at 5'10", 160 pounds. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Runner leaning back now. This one's fouled back out of play. 2-2. Nice crowd. Kids of all ages out tonight. Having some fun at the ballpark. Good Saturday night crowd. Colt 45s are 2-0 on Saturdays this year. They had a rainout. Knock on wood. Not that I'm superstitious. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Runner again leaning back. That one gets away from Horsley, though. Not sure if it crossed him up, but going to head down the second base. That might be a pass ball.
Get your 50-50 raffle tickets.
But now they have a man in scoring position in a 2-2 count. Speed at second base. In the outfield, you have Velarde out in left, playing fairly deep. Thompson, a shallow center, and Machuca just getting the feel for right field. And Abayan, and just giving the night off, but is available for defense late in the game. 3-2, swung on, pop foul out of play. As we mentioned, lights are on here. No breeze to speak of, which is to say there's no breeze. Marquez, very deliberate here. Has the sign. Not looking back. Now he checks the runner. 3-2. Swung on. Popped left side. Foul out of play. Your hitters are up there working those counts. Marquez standing in now. Holds his glove at his belt. Hand in the glove. Now on his hip, then moves it to his glove at the belt. Delivered swing on. That one's foul. So you never really see the baseball if you're the hitter until he raises his arm to deliver it. He hides it on his right hip or right leg, out of the view of the batter, keeps his glove belt high, so when he brings the ball to the glove on the stretch, you never see the ball. 3-2. That one's a little low and bounced away from Horsley. And actually, was it a hit? Did it hit the batter? Apparently it did. Well, I'm not sure. It was a dead ball. Apparently it did hit him because the runner had started for third and the umpire held him there, held him at second. So that puts a runner at first, Winter speed, and Renteria speed already at second. No action in the bullpen. Marquez just coming into the game. And the left fielder, Brandon Hepp, comes to the plate. Hepp is 0-2. Reached on an error by the first baseman in the third. Struck out in the first. Switch hitter, batting left now. Nobody out. A good time for a triple play. I'm just saying. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Cole 45s are pretty sure they're going to get a bunt here. Not so sure about that. We'll just have to see. Their manager over in the third base coach's box, Tim Culver, goes through an array of signs. We'll find out soon if the bunt is on. Eric Carlson thinks so. He's on the grass charging. Tweet is near the grass at third. 0-1 pitch. Jacob Marquez looks to second. Now delivers slide step. Swung on, popped left side, out of play. Wasn't bunting. 0-2. At second base is Renteria. Infield hit. At first, Winter hit by a pitch. Nobody out here in the fifth. Jacob Marquez trying to hang on to this 3-2 lead he inherited from Peter Kronowski. Fastball a little low. 1-2. Tried to get him fishing. I'm hearing some faux organ music. They're bringing out some extra sound effects tonight. Ball two, strike to count. That was a curveball. Fielded by Marquez. He's going to go to third. Gets the lead runner. Well played. Tanner Tweet completes the out. A very speedy race runner, base runner. So 1-5 on the comebacker gets Renteria over at third. Hep will be safe at first on the fielder's choice, and Winter at second. So still have speed on the bases, but they do have one out. And Mitch Silvis comes to the plate. He's not going to be bunting either. He's their cleanup hitter, big right-handed batter. Walked in the third. Takes the first pitch outside and low, but on the corner for a strike. Minor league baseball score for you in Sacramento. Rivercats up 4-3 over the Iowa Cubs. It's 3-2 here. Colt 45's on top with, but trying to shut down the A's with two on and one out. Here in the fifth, Jacob Marquez steps off. Dodgers still lead 1-0, end of the eighth in that game. And the A's are up 11-2, middle of the seventh on Seattle. Father's Day games for A's and Giants fans tomorrow at home. That one gets away from Horsley, and the runners are going to move up. Wild pitch. And that puts Winter at third and Hep at second. Still just one out. You could think about pitching around, but with Naranjo on deck, the catcher. Marquez at the belt, working from the stretch. Big leg kick there. Swung on, missed. Strike two. He will vary his delivery from the stretch. Sometimes he will sidestep. That particular case, he went leg kick. And throwing a fastball, got a little more juice going there. One ball, two strike delivery coming to Silvas from Marquez. Swung on, missed. He got him. Snap throw to third. Just back in safely. Good throw down there by Horsley. Didn't miss him by much. So, out number two. And Naranjo comes to the plate. And the Colt 45's trying to get out of this thing without any damage. A right-handed catcher out of Soma High School, one of a couple of catchers we've seen from the A's in this series. Little guy wears two white batting gloves. Look brand new, I'd say. First pitch, Marquez, big kick. Slider over for a strike. Naranjo was 1-for-3 last night, hitting out of the four hole for them. Opening night was 0-for-1. Here comes the 0-1 pitch now. Again, Marquez taking his time. Jacob now at the belt. 0-1, big kick, swung on, rolled right side. To his left, Peyton Edwards fields it, throws it, and the Colt 45s get out of it with no damage done. No runs, a hit, no errors, two men left on base. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45's holding on to that 3-2 lead on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45 is up 3-2 You're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chris Brew, Tanner Tweet, and Jacob Machuca do up against the left-hander. Ethan Winter, who was pressed in emergency duty in the first, and he's done a pretty good job. I mean, he came in and hit a couple of batters, and the Colt 45s took the lead, but never thought he'd be pitching in the first, I don't think, tonight. And since then, he's just been gutsy. I mean, he's animated out there. He's constantly looking over to the third base side. I don't know what that's about. Storms around out there. That's his style. That's Christopher Brew now standing in. Chris is officially 0-for-1, hit by a pitch, as five Colt 45s were hit by pitches in the first. I just can't get over that. I mean, I'll get over it, but never seen that before. Breaking ball. Chris was waving at it. Missed it. 0-1. He definitely wasn't looking for any kind of pitch there because he would not have swung at that one. A couple of other score updates. I think we have some finals to tell you about. First of all, did you see that game-ending catch by young Mike Yastrzemski for the Giants? Wow. Check that one out on your highlights later because it was really great. Terrific young player. Anyway, a couple of other finals. We told you the Mets beat the Cards. Minnesota held off Kansas City 5-4. Yanks beat the White Sox 8-4. They got Edwin Encarnacion in a deal today. Phillies beat the Braves 6-5. Fouls that one back. Ball two strikes, now to count. Other finals, Angels beat Tampa 5-3. Boston over Baltimore. Arizona beat Washington. Houston over Toronto. Cleveland down Detroit. Miami and Texas also winners. I did that kind of George Carlin style, didn't I? That one missed a little low. 2-2. And three games going on right now. Colorado leads San Diego 11-8. Colorado being the favorite team of Andy Baena. You heard from him in our pregame show. Here comes a ball, two-strike pitch. Oh, he swung and missed it. Waved at it outside. Tried to pull an outside pitch and didn't have any luck with it. Strike three. For the left-hander, that's his fifth strikeout, and it brings up Tanner Tweet. The other two scores, Oakland pounding Seattle right now, 11-2, and the Cubs lead the Dodgers. And, oh, no, excuse me, yes, the Cubs do lead the Dodgers as they got a pair. And top of the ninth. This pitch swung on, lined into left field. That's a base hit. So Tanner Tweet, and the ball gets away from the left fielder. He's going to chug into second and hit in an error. Tanner Tweet. So a break for the Colt 45s. They'd like to get some insurance. With one down, Jacob Machuca. Our PA announcer here, Baron Browning. He definitely brings some extra volume, but gotta love it. He loves the game. Fans love him tonight. Tight ball game, though. 3-2. Machuca, left-handed batter. Grounded into a 4-6-3 double plays last time. Tired of waiting, so he steps out. I mentioned the Cubs took the lead on Jensen. Two-run homer by Anthony Rizzo. Dodgers fans will not be happy about that. First pitch, there's a strike on Machuca, the left-handed batter. Waiting to see him really break out. Here comes the 0-1. Off-speed, fooled him and swung on and missed, 0-2. Machuca out of Fort Scott College as well as Brendan Roop from Corinth, Texas, Lake Dallas High School. Awaits the 0-2. They've got a pickoff look at second, but a little lob out there by the pitcher. He's smiling, laughing. At least he made a throw, I guess. Just trying to keep Tweet there. Tanner's not a super fast base runner. No ball, two-strike pitch. Fastball swung on, missed. He struck him out. That's a big strikeout for their pitcher. because now Winter can breathe a little bit easier, but not much. Eric Carlson at the plate, but he has two outs now. Again, six strikeouts now for Winter. Seven strikeouts of Colt 45's hitters in this game. Carlson at the plate now. He's yet to have an official at-bat in this game. This is going to be one. Lines it down the left field line, but it is caught by Brandon Hepp. He did the same thing yesterday, robbing someone down that way. Hepp really closes on that ball extremely well. A line drive out. No runs, a hit. There was an error. Man left in scoring position. We go to the top of the sixth. Colt 45's hanging on to that 3-2 lead. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
So Jacob Marquez working in his second inning of relief for the Colt 45s. Holding on to that 3-2 lead. Nice start, as we mentioned, for Kronowski. Three runs. Three hits, one error. Two of those runs came on five hit batters in the first. Their starting pitcher left with the bases loaded and an arm injury. The Fresno A's, two runs, five hits, and two errors. The little right-hander finishes his warm-up tosses. And we have a lot of cowbell ringing out there, but not while the Colt 45s are pitching. The ever-dangerous Alex Ortiz is not only dangerous with the power swing, but he is a menace out there on the bases. He likes to try to create a little chaos, we've noticed. We mentioned the Big Country and Western night coming up on the 20th. If you haven't made your plans for July 4th, you want to be here because the celebrate Independence Day with fireworks after the game. That will be the only non-Sunday game that starts at 6. Starts earlier. So there's no doubt that you'll be able to have this game hopefully over that night before the fireworks. First couple of pitches. First one's a fastball. Next one swung on and lined to left. But Velarde was right there, comes in and makes the catch for out number one. Actually, it was hit pretty well with one hand. He was a little fooled, just reached out and hit it on the nose, but Velarde didn't have to do anything but come in a few steps. Leo Cheng Tsai, now to the plate. He struck out twice. Colt 45's kids camps. I believe you can still register. You can still show up on Monday morning. They will have their annual camps, the first of 2 3-day camps for youngsters. Find more information on the ReadingColt45s.com website. Monday morning, you can bring the kids out and find out more. If you're not registered, you may still be able to register on the website as well. That was an off speed, swung on and missed. Now a ball and a strike. Here comes the 1-1. He winds, delivers, swings, fouls it right side out of play. Got under that one a little bit. Might be a broken bat. And it is. A That's a tough thing for college kids. You hope that I'm sure these teams are helping to provide some bats for them because, you know, hey, they're in college. Bats are expensive. Not as expensive as an artificial bat, what we used to call the aluminum bats, titanium bats, whatever they're made of, some kind of super metal. Anyway, while the batter gets his new bat, repositions his batting gloves, Nick Horsley has a brief discussion with Jacob Marquez. Marquez working from the wind here. Left-handed batter awaits the 1-2 pitch. He's taking his time and asking him to go through the signs again. Now the batter waits and asks for time. That one misses away, 2-2. The ump was about to give it to him, but Jacob had already started his delivery, so. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Open stance, holds the bat high behind his head. Swung on, lined right side, through the whole base hit. So after striking out twice, Cheng Tsai gets a line drive through the right side for a single. It's the second hit allowed by Marquez. With one out, Chris Tedinga comes to the plate. Tedinga 0-2. He did get an RBI back in the fourth on a ground out that brought in a run. Every run pretty valuable right now. Things started out great. Colt 45s in terms of getting runs. They got those two in the first. But only three hits tonight after pounding out a season high 15 last night. From the belt now, left-handed batter, Tedinga. Waits. Marquez fastball away, 1-0. Eddie Rodriguez would hit next. Marquez working very deliberately tonight. Runner didn't have a big lead. Faked going. Not going. Marquez over with a strike, rather. Through the strike. 1-1. Horsley was up. Ready. He did not have a very big lead. Not sure about Cheng Tsai's speed. Does not have much of a lead over there. Just a couple of steps. He's leaning back. Marquez has shown a good move. Check swing. He went. It got away from Horsley. It's behind him. Now the runner's going to go. I wasn't sure if it was foul tipped or not. Horsley couldn't find it right away. And so they get a runner to second base regardless. He did swing at it. So it's a ball and two strikes to count. One out, Marquez. Staying cool out there. Takes his time. Has the sign. Checks the runner at second. Batter steps out. You can hear, yep, the shaved ice is going tonight. You can hear it in the background. Snow cones. Always a good night for snow cone. 1-2. Off-speed. Swung on. Missed. He got him. First base is open. Horsley throws to second to try to pick the runner off there and instead gets nothing from it. It would have been strike three. Mick's shaking his own head now. He knows he made the mistake. You've got to get the out. And he didn't. He gave away an out. So the runner winds up at third on the error by the catcher. So, a strikeout. Wild pitch. Strikeout and a wild pitch. And now, Barrett Fasking is going to come out and try to calm things down out there. We're starting to get some action in the bullpen. And Nick knows it. That was a mental mistake. He thought he had the guy dead to rights out there at second base. Regardless, he didn't have the out at first yet. And the only way to complete that strikeout is to get that runner. If you're not familiar with the drop third strike, if there is the first base is empty. There's a runner at first, and there is less than 2 outs. You don't have to throw down to first. You don't have to tag the guy out, even if you drop the third strike. But if there are 2 outs, or first base is open, and there's a dropped or missed third strike by the catcher, you have to get that runner by either tagging him or throwing him out at first base. So therefore, instead of having 2 outs here and a man at second, or even third, you have 1 out and then on the corners in a one-run game. So Fasking is done with the discussion. Not sure who's loosening up out there. But that brings up Eddie Rodriguez. Right-handed batter. Check swing. Was it going to be a foul ball or is it a hit by pitch? I'll tell you what, that was the hand on the bat. The ump in the field is going to come over and talk because Barrett Fasking to say that was a foul ball. He swung, and his hand on the bat is where he got hit, on the hand, on the bat, swinging, and that would be a foul ball. And their skipper, Tim Culver, was ready to argue back. Now, Fasking is going to say it hit him above the hand, didn't hit him on the bat. Either way, put Rodriguez on first, so you want to make sure this isn't one of those innings where the wheels fall off. Colt 45s have had a couple of those. Now they have to face the top of the order. A lot of baseball left. It's the sixth. But the bases are full. There is one out. And the top of the order, Renteria at the plate. And we've told you he's dangerous. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Came into the game hitting .354 this summer. Lanky right-handed batter. Open stance, sits back on his back foot. First pitch from Marquez, and off-speed swung on and missed 0-1. Indeed, there is action in the pen. Jordan Akins, I believe, is getting loose. No ball, one strike count. Trouble on the base pass. That's a fastball over, 0-2. I mean, with Renteria's speed, he beat out an infield hit. He's got some, so you can't count on a double play unless it's a hard hit ball anyway. Really wouldn't mind a strikeout here. Let's see. 0-2. Bounces it up there, but Horsley's got the runner caught off third. The throw down. Does he get him? Nope. Back safely sliding. It was close. Boy, the run over there just got an earful from his manager, Tim Culver. Who probably was saying, you're not going anywhere. Don't run us out of an inning if you're the Fresno A's. For the Colt 45s, man, almost got him. 1-2 delivery coming. The bases are loaded. Renteria waits. Marquez, big kick. Swung on, missed. Strike 3. Now he steps on. They've got 2 runners caught at third. Now they throw to second. They've got a runner caught off third base now. Running him back is Tweet. Tweet's going to make the tag for the out-and-out number 3. Remember what I told you. First base was occupied, and there were less than 2 outs. So there was the strikeout was a strikeout, period, end of story. Then they were thinking, they being the A's, thought they had a force play going. They were all running. No, the guy was out, and they ran themselves into an out. So a break for the Colt 45s. Renteria strikes out, and ultimately, I believe it was Teringa I believe it was Tengsai who was out. And probably something like a 2-5-6-2-5. We'll go with that. And it ends the inning. Colt 45s, and their fans say, whew, and they get to welcome Cookie Monster out on the field. Reading leading at 3-2 over Fresno. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. And this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Ethan Winters still in the game. Nobody throwing out in the Fresno A's bullpen as we bat in the bottom of the sixth. The Colt 45 sending Nick Horsley, Eamon Velarde, and Tyler Thompson to the plate in a one-run game. First pitch, a couple of pitches miss. It's 2-0. You just feel this one could go anyway. That pitch bounced left side. The third baseman fields. Long throws. Got a good gun. Got him for out number one. So Horsley goes down, and Eamon Velarde comes to plate. Eamon with one of the three hits for the Colt 45s. A double in the fourth. Batting right again against the lefty. So all of his at-bats have come against the left-hander Winter. Both of them have been right-handed at-bats. Nice cut on the first and fouls it back out of play. Again, now they may have somebody starting to get loose as Eamon Velarde lines one into right field for a base hit. Just went with the pitch. And has his second hit of the night. So he's looking pretty good as a right-handed batter. He said he was really working on that. And Tyler Thompson now to the plate. For two. Singleton scored in the first. Bunted runners over in the fourth, but Velarde was stranded out there. One of the feel-good swats of the year was Tyler's big home run last night. Lefty on lefty. That one's low. A ball, no strikes. And their skipper looking down to the bullpen to check and see. He gave the hurry-up sign. A's might be sensing that Winter's running out of gas. Swung on. Bounced right side. First baseman Silva. Knocks it down. Will step on the bag for out number two. So the Colt 45s get a man in scoring position. On the three unassisted. That brings up Peyton Edwards, who has been one tough nut with two outs. He has a chance here to do some damage tonight. Oh for two tonight. But he started the hit-by-pitch parade back in the first when he was hit and scored eventually. Off-speed swung on. He goes with it to right. The right fielder loses it, then stumbles and falls. Edwards going to have at least two as the run comes around to score. Big turn to third. The throw coming in, and Peyton Edwards standing at third base with a two-out triple. That's 7-2 out runs batted in the last four games.
Edwards!
Velarde scored.
Number four.
Now, Chung Tsai out there did not look comfortable. He did not look like he had did not look as though he had it off the bat. And then once he realized he was in trouble, he had the wrong trajectory on it, so his last gasp was to try to dive. Once that happened, mistakes were compounded, and it paid off. Colt 45 is now up 4-2. Brandon Roop at the plate. That one's bounced up there. A ball and a strike on the right-handed batter. Now he awaits. Winter, curveball, swung on high chopper left side. Third baseman cuts across, makes the throw. It's low, and the scoop is made nicely over at first base by Mitch Silvis. But the Colt 45s do get a run on two hits. The big blow, a run-scoring triple with two outs by Peyton Edwards. We'll go to the top of the seventh. Colt 45s now with a 4-2 lead on the Fresno A's. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, Jordan Akins is going to come in here in the seventh, and if he went the last three innings, he obviously could qualify for a save. Pitcher of record would be the second pitcher for the Colt 45s tonight, since Kronowski didn't go five as a starter. Tough luck because Kronowski went four strong innings. And nothing against Jacob Marquez, but he would be the pitcher of record right now. Colt 45's up 4-2, and hey, Marquez has done his job too. So the new pitcher is going to be Jordan Akins, his seventh appearance, and that's tops on the club now. He and Schrodel came into the game with six appearances. This is his team-high sixth relief appearance. 17 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 19 hits and 11 earned runs. Right-hander has walked a dozen, struck out 18 in those 17 and two-thirds innings of 5.6 ERA. And Jordan looking for his first win-loss or save of the year. Doesn't want the second thing. Would love the third. So he will face the two, three, and four hitters in the lineup for the Fresno A's, who had some action out in the bullpen. I don't know if that pitcher is ready. It may have been one of their, who knows, if it's one of their position players that they're thinking about moving up next. There's still activity out in the Colt 45's bullpen, but that may just be late game being ready activity. Akins and Horsley trying to get on the same page. Jordan played at Foothill in Palo Cedro, as did Billy Plummer. Jordan, 5'9", 165-pounder. Pitched in 13 games for Shasta College this year. A right-hander with a pretty stylish beard and long locks, sandy brown locks. He's having a hard time getting Horsley signed for some reason. Now he's ready to go against the left-handed batting Winter, and the first pitch misses. Ball one. Winter is sure animated up there. Popped up. I think there's weirdos up here coming up to harass me in the broadcast booth. Oh, friends, what do you need them for? A ball and a strike to count. Swung on, bounced right side. Will it get through the hole? Diving Edwards, it does get past him, and it's a base hit. Just had eyes, and Winter with the leadoff single. That's pretty good speed over there. Now Brandon Hepp will come to the plate. Hepp reached on an error in the third, bounced one back up the middle in the fifth. So he's 0 for 3 tonight. They do have speed, and as I've mentioned, they like to get things going on the base pass. He's got a pretty good lead right out of the gate on Akins. Jordan looks over there. Peers in for the sign. Now checks the runner at third. Brings his ball to his glove at the chest and now to the belt. It's been a great night for baseball so far. Colt 45s need to hang on. Akins, good fastball, hits the mitt. No balls and a strike. We mentioned Jordan's been also not only coming out of the bullpen, but early in the season, particularly when there were some injuries, well, and he could play it anyway, but he was playing some second base and good second base, too. Another fastball. Snap throw to first, and Eric has to knock it down. Runner wandering off over there. Horsley's eager to throw somebody out tonight. That can be good and bad. Good, as long as you don't throw it away. Ball and a strike to count. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Runner on first. Big lead. He's going. Swung on, foul back. They were doing a little hit and run there. Might have been a run and hit, but either way. Getting some changes in their lineup. And I obviously should know that this isn't Hep. Because now I am seeing that it is Brandon Schultz batting for Hep. I know Hep doesn't look like that guy. Hep's a little guy. Schultz into the game. So if you're at home and you're in Fresno and you're listening, that's all right. You can think I'm a little crazy. He's a right-handed batter. He being Brandon Schultz, 6 foot, 185 pounder out of the University of Mary. 1-2. Akins checks the runner at first. He was showing going, but not going here. Bounced right side. This one also gets past Edwards into right field, but the runner will have to hold it second. As Andy Baena has come into right field for defensive purposes, which we hinted that that might happen. Andy Baena out in right in place of Machuca has shown a pretty good arm out there and got it going in a hurry. So the big right-handed hitter, Mitch Silvis, comes to the plate. Silvis, 0 for 2, struck out his last time up. So with runners at first and second on a couple of ground balls through the hole on the right side. Nobody out. Silvis, their four-hole hitter. But he hasn't really shown much to go back that up. Offensively, that is. This pitch swung on, fouled off left side. Just trying to check out some text and so on some changes, but I think we've got them all set up for you. We get texts over from our official scorers, the Faskings. Ball and a strike now the count. Right-handed batter Mitch Silvis. Good fastball. He umped up on that one, but fouled it back. Silvis is, he's got his big game face on right now. You can tell the A's are feeling frustrated tonight. They've shown a lot of spunk out there. Tight game, 4-2. Baseball is a hard game to play frustrated, though, I'll tell you that. 1-2 with two on and nobody out. You can double up Silvis. That's a fastball, and it's strike three. He watched one right down the gully. Big one for Akins. Nice strikeout for Akins. His first. Let's see what he can do now against their catcher, Naranjo. Right-handed batter. Checking the runner. Now at second. This one popped right side. You're in a double play scenario here. And pitchers have gotten some ground outs today. But Colt 45s have been solid turning two this year. We don't have the statistics on the double plays, but Akins shakes off a sign now. In his stretch, he holds the glove open on his left rib cage, and the ball hides it behind him like Marquez does. That one pops out of Horsley's glove, but he is able to pounce on it. And he's going to run out there and chat with Akins. They might have been crossed up a little bit there on that pitch. They're talking it out. Ball and a strike to count. Naranjo came in defensively for Chen. If you've just joined us on tonight's broadcast, we mentioned last night, the A's basically try to get another set of players in. So they substitute freely. They split their catching duties. They'll split some of their outfield play duties. Some of that exacerbated by their pitching situation last night and tonight, but they get a lot of guys in there. Swung on. Bounced up the middle. Peyton over to short one. Roop on to first. What you needed, you got. Call it 4-6-3. A twin killing to end the frame and end the threat. Here in the seventh, no runs, two hits, no errors, and a man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. You can stretch. You can sing. Do what you want. We're going to take a break here in the seventh inning stretch with the Colt 45s up 4-2 on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When you're looking out to pet your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
4-2 the score. We have a new pitcher coming in for the Fresno Athletics, Isaiah Clark out of Mendota High School, 6 foot 1 inch, 170-pounder. Winter replaced Flores back in the first with one out. after Flores hit three guys in a row. And I think you have to tip your cap to Winter for getting them to this point. Now the right-hander out of Mendota High School will have to keep it right here. Clark on the season, and he's one of those guys that we've seen in a couple of roles the last couple of days. This is his fifth appearance, all relief, 6 2/3 innings. He's 0-1 with a save and a 6.75 earned run average. He's a right-hander, lanky, and we saw him in the first game. Colt 45's got two runs off of him on Thursday night. Boy, we're getting sorry if you're hearing any bumps on our PA guys. When he goes so loud, it kind of drowns out our broadcast a little bit. And the leadoff hitter here is Chris Brew. First pitch foul, back out of play. Brew at the plate. We're here in the bottom of the seventh. Colt 45s with a 4-2 lead in the rubber match of a three-game set between these two clubs. Chris looking for his first hit of the night. Hit by a pitch in the first. Swings at an off-speed. Tips it, but it's caught. Strike two, 1-2. Chris, in the last four games, you know, he's been bothered by that injury. He's still been hitting, takes that one low. Comes in with a four-game hitting streak. 3-16 in that stretch, scoring four runs and driving in seven. Had a line homer last night. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Bounces that one up there, 3-2. It's good to see Dan Miller out here tonight. He was saying hi, and Tony Horde, both of them. A lot of friends out at the ballpark. Swung on, line towards center field, charging and diving, sliding rather, and making the catch. Out in center field, the guy who's been pretty good out there catching pretty much everything, Renteria, for out number one. So the sinking liner, and it looked like a protection swing for Brew. Hit it hard, but it's out number one. Tanner tweeting out of the plate. So Tanner's hit in the last three games. On-base percentage well over 500 for the team. That ball was hit so hard that it just scooted right past their left fielder, went all the way to the wall. And I'm looking out there, and at that moment, I'm looking at their left fielder taking about two steps further back. Okay, Brian. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, that one over for a strike. Cubs wound up losing that game. Dodgers wound up losing that game 2-1. Buehler had an excellent start, but Jansen gets touched for a two-run bomb in the top of the ninth. The Cubs beat the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine 2-1. 1-1 the delivery. Another breaking ball. He's thrown three of them. That one swung on and missed, 1-2. 3A, the other Cubs playing in Sacramento. Iowa with a 5-4 lead there. They are also, well, they're in the eighth now. Swung on. Two-hopper off the lip of the grass. Shortstop fields it nicely, throws it to first, and just gets a hustling Tanner tweet. Shortstop also, Rodriguez, has been very impressive out there. I mean, it was a odd chopper, and then it hit off the high lip, but rolled forward like a cue ball. Didn't fool him. He threw it on to first for out number two. Andy Baena. Baena came in for defensive purposes, was given most of the night off. Jacob Machuca, I was out and right. Jacob playing out there for the first time tonight, so Andy back in. Andy comes in. really, really has been one of the steadiest hitters for the club. He's had 10 hits. I mean, he's hit safely in 11 of his last 13 games with 2 5-game hitting streaks in there, batting .306. Takes a couple of pitches. He's up in the count 2-0. So he's now batting .306 with a homer and 11 runs batted in. He's walked 9. Strikeouts have been a problem, but he's working on that for sure. Second on the team in steals, too, actively anyway. Miguel Marquez, with an injury, is going to probably be heading home soon. He has 7. Andy has 5. Tyler Thompson leads them off speed. That one's called for a strike. 2-2. 2-1, excuse me. Diana was our guest on the pregame show tonight, and we're working on getting those interviews posted on YouTube, and we'll let you know when we do so you can get to know some of these players. Off speed, that one misses away, 3-1. But I mentioned earlier the team on base percentage that's at .416 compared to a team .246 batting average. Andy is getting on base too in a lot of ways. Off speed misses away, so he draws the walk. Andy's on base percentage is .477. He draws a walk there. So Eric Carlson comes to the plate. He's had a frustrating night. Had an error over at first, dropped a pop out there that he called the pitcher off of. Was hit with a pitch and robbed of maybe extra bases in the fifth on a liner out, sinking liner out in left field. Schultz is out in left now. And that one might have hit a car out there. Just a foul ball. Eric Carlson fouled that one. 0-1 the count. Horsley on deck. Would hit next. Two down here, bottom of the seventh. Insurance is always a good idea. He waits. Runners going. Fouled off. Little hit and run. Good idea. It didn't appear that Clark was really paying much attention to him. Bayana at first. All righty. So Carlson going to have to protect himself at the plate here. Try to come up with a clutch two-out hit. He waits. The right-hander delivers. Snap throw to first. Bayana slides back in safely. Clark is the third pitcher for Fresno. Who've hung tough after falling behind 2-0 in an odd first with 5-hit batters. 1-2 count now. Eric waits. Runner's going again, and he takes it, sliding safely into second base. No throw as the ball got away from the catcher. Stolen base for Andy Bayena. Andy's sixth steal of the year. So you have speed and scoring position. Carlson looking to deliver. Swung on, foul. He hit it high and deep, but it was out of play left side. That might have been a Cypress Avenue shot if you straighten it out.
So Tanner and college
girls. He's been nagged by some injuries, not complaining, staying in that lineup. Looking to get it going this summer. Comes a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, lined into left field. The shortstop leaps and grabs. For out number 3. Wow. Nice play over there by Eddie Rodriguez, and the fans give him a hand. Impressive at shortstop. No runs, no hits, and no errors. A man left in scoring position after a walk and a steal. We go to the top of the eighth. Colt 45's holding on to that 4-2 lead over the Fresno A's. You're listening to Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Jordan Akin still in for the Colt 45s. Boy, if Eric Carlson had any luck, he'd have no luck at all. That whole thing, I can't get that saying right now. But he hit that one on the nose and earlier was robbed of one out in left field on the nose. Oh, we got some... Got a 50-50 winner. Looks like he might have gotten that long stretch of tickets when the long, tall drink of water, Colby Milligan for the Colt 45s was out there helping. All right, so Jordan Akins going to try to shut the door here. He has two more innings to keep him silent. The A's just won't go away. They've had a base runner on each inning except for the second. Ortiz leads it off. We'll see from there. Got some defensive, some replacements at that point. I can see Andrew Deegee is coming up. And then Tedingo would be due up next, the third of this inning. Ortiz, right-handed batter with super pop, lined out to left in the sixth. First pitch to him, inside, ball, no strikes. On deck is Andrew D. Giovanbattista. Ball, no strikes. Nice fastball. That one's right on the mitt, right on the inside part of the plate. That's called a strike, 1-1. If you just joined us, Kronowski started solid start, went four innings, gave up two runs. Marquez pitched two solid scoreless innings, and Akins now. I mean, everything's had its little ups and downs, but they haven't scored any runs since the single runs in the third and fourth. Ortiz now awaiting the 2-1 delivery. That swung on. He was looking yard. He's still looking yard on that one. He missed it badly. Apparently, it is now official. The Yankees got Edwin Encarnacion from the Mariners for right-handed pitcher Juan Fenn and Cash. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball just a little low. He tried to get him to fish for one out of the strike zone. Ortiz wasn't biting. Now the stocky right-handed batter awaits. Akins finally has a pitch he wants. Rocks, kicks, and fires. Fastball swung on, missed. He got him. Nice location. Strikeout number 4 for Akins. I'm sorry, number 2 for Akins. Marquez got a strikeout, but no out out of it back in the 6th. It didn't wind up hurting them, but it was a wild pitch that got away, and Horsley went to second instead of first. So, yeah, the pitcher still gets the strikeout, but fortunately, it did not hurt them. Just another lesson learned. So this is Andrew D. Giovanbattista out of West Hills College, a little right-handed batter, 165. I know yesterday I didn't go measure up against him. I'm thinking he's more like 5'8", but hey, They say he's 5'10". 2-0 pitch. Coming. Fouls that one back. Taking his whacks. DG is 18 official at-bats, just two hits, hitting 167. We've seen him in both games. He was 0 for 1 last night and 0 for 1 Thursday night. 2-1 delivery coming. Cut that one, swung on and missed. Boy, he fooled him. Giovanni Battista. Maybe he wrenched his back a little bit there. He's kind of stretching it out. Got fooled a little bit. Slightly open stance. Holds the bat high. 2-2. Jordan shakes off one pitch. Now it goes for another. Now the slider. Cold. Strike three. Outside part of the plate. Just cut it out there. Just perfect. And it was not what Giovanni Battista was looking for. Two strikeouts this inning. The two outs. Chris Taringa still in the batting order and playing second base.
Oh, dude, I have stop save.
0 for 3 tonight. First pitch is a strike. Left-handed batter. Jordan now getting into a rhythm with Horsley. Might be some sign stealing going on because Nick's using different indicators and such tonight. 0-1, that one bounces up and literally bounced over the net behind the home plate into the stands. That is a plate bouncer. The ball and the strike, the count. Here comes a pitch from Akins. Big kick, he fires, swung on foul, third base up. That one didn't wind up going over the backstop. Bases are empty. We've got two down here in the top half of inning number 8, Colt 45s. Trying to put this inning away and maybe a little more insurance. Bouncing ball right side. Peyton dives and gets through the hole over there. This time he was playing him a little bit up the middle and against a left-handed hitter. Not sure Peyton was exactly where he wanted to be there, but that was where they defensively had him positioned, so it's a base hit into right. So two down. Eddie Rodriguez to the plate. Rodriguez got hit on a swing, what appeared to be a swing, his last time up. There was some discussion about it. Ultimately, he went first on a hit-by-pitch. That was in the sixth. Against Jacob Marquez, who had some tough luck on some stuff like that. But, hey, it didn't kill him because he didn't give up any runs. And as of right now, he stands to be the winner if the Colt 45s can hold on to this narrow two-run lead. Rodriguez, big kick, big swing, big miss. That was up around the eyes. That was a Manny Sanguian swing or something. He was going to try to hit that no matter where it was pitched. Here's a ball and a strike to count. Didn't get first. Pretty good lead, but leaning back. Another fastball, another strike. 1-2. Jordan using the heat, but moving it around, changing the locations very nicely. Let's see if he goes mano a mano again. Renteria on deck. 1-2 delivery. Off speed, got him swinging. Horsley will complete the out as it got away momentarily by throwing it to first. But he strikes out the side here in the eighth. One hit, a man left on base. We're going to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45's looking for some insurance. It's 4-2 Reading over Fresno. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, still working here in inning number 8. Colt 45's hoping this is their last at-bat, holding that 4-2 lead. Isaiah Clark came in last inning, another right-hander out of Mendota High School. It'll be Nick Horsley leading things off. Made some good contact last couple of at-bats. 0 for 3 tonight.
Your pitcher, number 34, Nick Horsley.
Eamon Velarde on deck. We've seen some flashes of really brilliant defensive plays by the A's that have really kept this thing close. Off speed. That's over for a strike. Clark moving, working a little quicker here in this eighth. Big breaking ball, just sailed high, 1-1. Particularly by their left fielder earlier in the game, Hep and center fielder. The shortstop's made a couple of terrific plays. 1-1 pitch, where this thing could be a completely different story. Colt 45's up 4-2, but it could be a bigger lead. That was a strike, so a ball and two strikes on Horsley. Uses winds and delivers. Another one sails high. Clark, excuse me. Well, a good number of our fans have stuck it out tonight. Breaking ball. Bounced that one up there. Don't know what the idea was, but catcher punishing him by throwing one back harder. Then he threw it to him. Full count coming now. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball misses away. He's throwing a lot of something that I'm not sure if it's just his delivery that's making it look like a breaking ball. That one just sailed on him. Several pitches have been sailing. So, ball four. Horsley on at first with a walk. We're going to have a pinch runner. Yes, we are. Miguel Marquez going to make what could be his last appearance because he's got a hand injury. So Horsley replaced it first by Speed and Marquez, who I believe is going to be heading back to Colorado to have that thing checked out. And Eamon Velarde, who had two hits right-handed, now going to turn around and bat left against the right-hander Clark. With nobody out here in this inning, takes an off-speed away on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So what could be a terrific opportunity for the Colt 45s here? No ball, one strike count. 4-2, Reading lead. Runner fakes going, but Marquez not going. That one missed away, 1-1. The pitcher looks in, gets his sign, now comes to the belt. Doesn't check the runner, and he's not going. Took something off that one, and Velarde swung right through it. Way out in front, a ball and two strikes. River Cats in Sacramento tied with Iowa now 5-5. That's in the ninth. We'll probably have a final for you on that one a little later. Velarde now. Is ready in the box. Holds the bat high from the left side. Deliberate here on the mound. Check swing. It was high. He didn't go. I think we had you up to date on all the finals that we had in the major leagues earlier. They're all pretty much final now, I believe. So we'll get you those in the post game in our wrap-up. That's another one missing away. A little low. pretty much everything's off speed right now, and the count's full on Velarde. Tyler Thompson, due up next. Clark is laboring in the bottom of the eighth. At the belt, he huffs and puffs, and runner was going, and I think Amon was just trying to protect the plate. Not sure it was a hit and run. I think he just didn't want to go down on that pitch. Velarde chokes up just a little bit. We haven't had any breeze to speak of tonight. Nice bright moon as those clouds that we had earlier have wisped away. Runner going here. Doesn't matter. It's ball four. So Marquez goes to second. Velarde to first with two walks. Colt 45 is looking to do some more damage. Tyler Thompson and their pitching coach is going to come out right now. Oscar Hinojosa is, I believe, the guy coming out. But Tim Culver and his team are going to have to make some decisions. They don't have anybody loosening right now. Yesterday they had pitchers doing their early warm-up behind the dugout so we couldn't actually see them. So Biz comes out of the third base coach's box and has a little chat with Tyler Thompson. Marquez comes over, the lead runner, to talk scenario. Thompson beautifully executed a sacrifice back in the fourth. Might be called on to do the same here in a 4-2 game because you really need some insurance. If you didn't see in the date Thursday newspaper, the Searchlight, nice thing on the Colt 45's food and dining options out here. You can pick one of those up there. They're out and about. Kind of neat. Had some good food tonight. We'll have good food next Thursday night. Tomorrow, off for Father's Day. Now we're back at it. Two on. Thompson takes it off speed. It's a little bit off. 1-0. Didn't miss by much. He did not show bunt. And as good as he's been hitting, you might just have him swinging away here. They're not holding Velarde on at first at all. Marquez is the speed. In fact, the first baseman is in on the grass, thinking bunt. That one misses away. And now we have a 3-0 count on Tyler Thompson. I'm guessing he'll be taking it. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Bounce that up there. Bases are full. And again, looking out at their bullpen, they must have somebody ready, or it's going to be one of their position players, as we saw yesterday. The bases are now full, and their manager's coming out, so they'll have to make a change. So we'll figure out who's going where, when, why, who's going to play what position as soon as we come back from this pitching change break on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
I think I have it figured out. Rodriguez is going to come in to pitch. His third straight game we've seen him in relief. Vacates the shortstop position. Clark went and got a different glove. Leaving the mound, going to go out to short. The one change we didn't get for you earlier was that Winter, who had been pitching, went back to first base. Silva left the game because they had lost the designated hitter because Silvas had come into the game, and so the pitcher's batting for themselves, but those are position players anyway. So if you're looking in the scorebook, just make them a straight change. Nothing but the position changes here and the pitching changes. We'll get you all the line on all these pitchers a little bit later on. Most importantly, I think, for Colt 45's fans, was that excellent start for Kronowski tonight. Flores started for them, went an inning in the third, and he hit the bases full. Those two runs came in. Winter struggled hitting a couple of guys himself. But then he settled down, went 5 2/3. Clark with the one inning, and now we're looking at Rodriguez coming in with the bases loaded to try to get out of it and facing Peyton Edwards. Rodriguez, the right-hander, we know he's got a great arm. We've seen it. He's pitched in now each of the games this series. First pitch fastball, it's a good one over for a strike. But he only lasted one inning. He gave up two earned runs in that one inning total. Here comes an 0-1 pitch. Fastball a little away, 1-1. In last night's game, he went 2/3 and got tagged with those two runs and a walk. The night before, he went 1/3 of an inning, gave up a hit and an earned run. Breaking ball. Ooh, missing inside. So somewhere there's an earned run that they're not crediting to him. Either way, 2-1 delivery. Roof is on deck. Peyton Edwards waits. Fastball. Took a cut at it. Missed it. 2-2. Infield is in. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Bottom of the eighth. Insurance opportunity here for the Colt 45s. 2-2. Off-speed swung on. Hit high. And deep to left. Turning, looking, it's out here. Grand slam, home run for Peyton Edwards. Oh, my. Edwards got the fastball. Rodriguez was just trying to blow it past him, and he didn't. For Peyton, that is his first home run with the Colt 45s, the grand slam. Puts him up 8-2. And the Colt 45s can breathe now. Brendan Roop comes to the plate. And Roop hits one high, but it's not going to carry. And the left fielder is under that one. Schultz for out number one. Grand slam home run for Peyton Edwards. Just so great to see him because he was hurting his knee, I believe, wasn't 100%. But, man, once he's gotten back into the lineup, he has been solid. A triple in the sixth, the home run there, a grand slam. Not just a home run. But a grand slam, second grand slam of the year, by the way, for the Colt 45s. Roop had one earlier. This in a winning effort, though. Brew at the plate. Chris Brew waits. Here comes a fastball. Fouls that off. 0-1. An 8-2 lead now. Tweet on deck. He throws a breaking ball. Haven't seen many of them. That one misses. 2-1. 1-1. Excuse me. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. That one's up, bounced up there. 2-1. So the Colt 45s took advantage of some walks. And boy, oh boy, did Peyton Edwards make him pay. Here comes the next pitch. That one gets away. So now Rodriguez struggling to throw strikes. 3-1. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled off right side. 3-2. A few folks headed to their cars after that grand slam. I don't know about you, but hey, they're still hitting. Might as well stick this one out. Chris Brew asks for time. Wanted to make sure he had the count correct. And it is 3-2. Big kick. Fastball inside corner. Little inside. Ball four. Rodriguez is wanting it. He didn't get it. And now Tanner Tweet will come to the plate. My guess is Schrodel will come in to catch for Horsley. We do have Nick Schrodel getting loose out in the bullpen in an 8-2 game. Now the manager, Tim Culver, is coming out to have some kind of discussion. Did he just throw him out? He just threw Culver out. He's thrown him out of the game. Well, we've had guys thrown out zero times this summer until this series. Yesterday they had Ortiz was thrown out. Now the manager's been thrown out twice. I don't know what he's arguing about. Must have been the third strike called. I think that he might have been saying something. Somebody was saying something from the dugout. Well, so Culver gets the bus warm now. They have some action in the bullpen, but I'm not sure. Yeah, they do. They got a couple of guys getting loose out there. Rodriguez just trying to throw strikes, but he's struggling. He's walked four this inning. Boy, did it pay. Grand slam home run by Peyton Edwards. Made it 8-2. Now a man on. Now the right-handed hitter at the plate is Tanner Tweet. He wanted to join the hit parade there. He swung from the heels and missed it 0-1. Bayena will hit next. Would hit next, barring a double play. Colt 45s look like they might be headed to a second straight win. Throw over to first. And Brew was back. And Chris didn't have much of a lead. He cannot. He's not at 100% running. Rodriguez really zipped it over there. Just trying to get out any way he can. Here comes the 0-1. Fastball. Outside corner. Hit the mitt. Tweet didn't like it. Strike two. The manager is now heading out. Because when you're thrown out, you're thrown out. There's not a clubhouse to go into. The 0-2 pitch coming. Rodriguez, big kick here. Big curve, called strike three. Now he's throwing strikes. Tweet, dejected, heads back to the dugout. He knew it. He saw it. Called third strike. That'll bring up Andy Bayena. Bayena, right-handed batter. His second at-bat, walked and stole back in the seventh when he came into the game for defensive purposes. Off speed, well, that hit the outside corner. Just had a little cutter on that one. It was called a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez trying to get out of it without any further damage. Four runs in on the grand slam by Edwards. That one's inside, 1-1. He looks in for the side. Brew's not going anywhere at first. Big kick. Missed inside, 2-1. In the ninth, it'll be the top of the order due up for the Fresno A's. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Bayana, wide stance, takes a fastball away, 3-1. Well, if you just joined us or you didn't catch the top of the start of this half inning, three walks loaded them up, and Peyton Edwards unloaded them all with his first home run as a member of the Reading Colt 45s. 3-1 pitch. Throws it back to the screen. Ball four. So the Colt 45s will send their ninth hitter of the inning to the plate. Rodriguez has faced five of them. Is that the ninth?
Yes, it is.
Could it be Eric Carl? And if anybody is duo, we're going to have a change? We got another change. Okay. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. There was somebody getting loose, and I can tell you I have no idea where he was getting loose at. So we'll take a quick break. This call to the bullpen and tell you what's happening afterwards. It's baseball, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We have a bunch of changes defensively. Marco Galavis in at second base. I believe they... Let's see who's at shortstop. We'll have to figure that one out in a minute. I believe it's Rodriguez is at short. And Dominic Scotty comes in at third. And the new pitcher, Lee Chun-Wei. He's a right-hander. 5'11", 185-pounder out of Taiwan's Chai Yi University. Checking out his statistics pitching, and this might be his first time on the hill. And he's facing Eric Carlson, ninth hitter of the inning. Brew is at second. Almost hit him with that one. Bayana is at first. Four are in this inning. Two are out. Li Chun-Wei looks to the runner at second. Now delivers. Fastball over. Pretty good looking pitch. Missed it. I'm sorry. 2-1. But still, good looking pitch. They're not holding the runner at first. They're giving the runner at second some lip service out there anyway. 2-1. Big swing, big miss. Fouled it back. Carlson now 2-2 in the count. Nick Schrodel is on deck. He'll come in to catch and replace Horsley, who was pinch run for at the start of this inning. After walking, thinking, you know, one run might be helpful, and they wound up getting four on the grand slam by Edwards. Slings a fastball away, and the count runs full, 3-2. A four-run bottom of the eighth has opened things up for the Colt 45s. 3-2, runners going with two outs. It's ball four, and they're loaded. So Lee Chun Wei, again, didn't have much time to get loose. So over to third base goes Brew. Second is Baena. And at first, Carlson. Now Kyle Schrodel will come to the plate.
Number five, Kyle
Schrodel. Schrodel, right-handed batter, first at-bat of the game. Again, this would be Marquez's spot from earlier in the inning. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Kyle hitting 231. No homers, four runs batted in. He has walked 10 times. Has good on-base percentage of 388. Breaking ball, misses low, 1-1. Lee Chun Wei in the game to pitch. It's been a rough night for the staff of the Fresno A's. And they were holding tough. I tell you, Winter did a very good job to keep it close. But this inning, it's blown up on them. That was a good-looking fastball over for a strike, 1-2. Velarde would hit next. There are two outs. Base is jammed. Kyle Schrodel waits. Lee Chun Wei's delivery, big kick, hesitates, fouls back, out of play. The manager of the Fresno A's, Tim Culver, got tossed this inning. So he's not here. 1-2, two outs. Off speed, missed it inside and sent Schrodel backing off. Not sure if Akins is going to finish this game, if we're going to see Nick Schrodel. I think he was throwing earlier. Another long inning. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Kyle Schrodel. Off speed, pretty good one, just missed a little away. Count full. Here comes a payoff pitch. Inside corner's holding it there, but doesn't get it. Ball four. Bases loaded, walk. It is now 9-2. They've batted around. So, an RBI the easy way. The bases loaded, walk for Schrodel. And that brings up Eamon Velarde. Batting left again. He walked earlier in this inning and scored. We mentioned earlier he had two hits from the right side earlier. They're just looking for strikes from Lee Chun Wei. Check swing. Yeah, he went 1-1. Top of the order. Would bat next, Tyler Thompson. A five-run eighth has opened the gates. Fastball bounced right side. First baseman Winter fields it, steps in the bag, and ends the bottom of the eighth. The Colt 45s send 11 to the plate. They leave them full. And now we head to the top of the ninth. Akins in to try to finish the job and earn the save. It's 9-2 Colt 45s. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
but he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, Jordan Akins would qualify for a save as he entered the game with a two-run lead, and he's pitched the final three innings. If he can finish this up without any trouble, 9-2 is the score right now. There was a long inning offensively for the Colt 45s because they scored four runs on only one hit. That hit, a grand slam by Peyton Edwards. Top of the order for the Fresno A's, Jake Renteria will start things off. Renteria, Winter, and Schultz do up in the ninth. Kyle Schroedel behind the plate. And now it's time to get at it. Right-handed batter stands in and awaits the first pitch. Fastball over for a strike. 0-1. Well, this one started a long time ago, 10-16 now. Fastball over, hit the mitt, strike two. Umps like that, hit the mitt. Akins been coming right at him, throwing a couple of different fastballs. Steps back, winds and delivers, bounces that one up there. I think he was just trying to throw maybe a change there. Either way, nothing hurt, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Jordan Akins. He threw the curve up there. That one missed. 2-2. Renteria 2-for-4 tonight. Said the Colt 45s leading on 9 runs, 6 hits. 9 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. Swings and misses that one. Strike three. Akins picks right up where he left off. Fourth strikeout. And that'll bring up Ethan Winter, who played first. He pitched, really bailed them out with a good, solid 5 innings. He's had a couple of hits, been on 3 times in this game. Left-handed batter takes first pitch over for a strike. So Jordan's doing what your manager and coach want him to do. That is throw strikes. We mentioned 9-6-2 for the Colt 45s, 2-9-2. So they have been out hit. But are getting out scored big time. Takes an off speed and swings at it way out in front. 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Off speed and again way out in front. Bounces one into his own dugout. Not sure anybody even moved there. I don't know where it went. It never came out. His teammate on deck, Schultz, pointed to the field like, hit it out there. 0-2 count coming. Akins rocking and delivering. Oh, he missed a little away on that one, 2-2. 1-2, excuse me. So far, so good. Been a Colt 45's kind of night. 0-2, big kick. He delivers. That's just away. Not by much. 3-2. 2-2. Thought he was going to get to punch him out there. He's going to try to do it here. Breaking ball. A little up. 3-2. Barrick Fasking, his staff over there, charting the pitches and keeping up. That fastball didn't miss by much outside, but it missed. So, a one-out walk. You want him to just throw strikes. Obviously, you want to get out of here without any damage. But this brings up Schultz now. He singled and was erased in a double play back in the seventh. Right-handed batter. Came in for played such a good outfield for these Fresno A's his last 3 days. Aiken's going to work from the stretch now. Fastball. Boy, he juiced that one up. Flew it right past him. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Looks to first. Runner has about a foot lead. Swung on off the fist. Blooped towards left field. And it falls in just over Brendan Roop for a base hit. So two on, one out on the bloop hit. And that brings up Lee Chun Wei. Who, as you know, came into pitch after coming in to play the outfield, I believe. They've been running them out there, trying to get these Colt 45s out. Swings at the first one, and doesn't come close. 0-1. Jordan's got the fastball heating up. Not on Hunts, on deck. 0-1. From the belt. Looks to second. Not going anywhere. Check swing on an off speed. Yeah, he went. Yeah, he went. Some fans of Fresno over there not too happy about it, but I think from where I'm sitting, he went, but I'm not anywhere near there. It sure did look like it. And once the ump says he went, it's pretty much the way it goes. 0-2. Chun Hui awaits. Fastball swung on. Hit sharply towards right center field. Nobody's going to get that one. It's down for extra bases. One run will score. Rounding third, but holding there. Chun Wei at second with a one-out run-scoring double. That's his second double of the season. And his fourth run batted in. So it's 9-3 right now. Don't want it to get too out of control. Mentioned earlier that Nick Schrodel was loosening up. He is loosening up again. That was a hard hit ball. The single that preceded it, just a bloop. Now you have first base open, infield playing back, and the catcher bounces it third base side. Tanner Tweet fields it, throws it. Pulled him off the bag, but he makes the tag. Eric did a good job of staying with it and tagged him out. So everybody holds. You have two outs now. Two on. And Dominic Scotty came in to play third base for Ortiz. Right-handed batter. First pitch is high and inside. A ball and no strikes. Scotty also did some double duty yesterday for them. Did some pitching and infield. Here comes the fastball. Tipped that one. A ball and a strike to count. I guess he pitched yesterday. The previous day was the day that he played in the field at third. He was 0 for 5. Right-handed batter. 1-1 count. Aikens trying to finish the job here. The 1-1 pitch, rocks and fires, working from the wind. He took a big cut at one down in the dirt. 1-2. Clearly, Scotty wants to go out with a bang, not a whimper. He's swinging. 1-2 pitch coming. Akins throws the curve. It's bounced. Left side. Big hop to Root. Double pumps. Throws a bullet. Inning over. Game over. They get a run here on a couple of hits in the ninth, but it's a 9-3 Colt 45s win. We will recap this one, run down the major league scores and more in just a moment. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s winning baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of Master Hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under, and only $1 for everyone else. And our carnival ride special. Free Senior Day. Gear Jam and Auto Racing. Hypnotist. Crazy Wacky Magicians. Side-splitting comedy. Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission. Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction. Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds. Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45s with a big win tonight. A big eighth inning really opened it up. Let's recap tonight's win over the Fresno A's. 9-3 the final. Colt 45s got two in the bottom of the first, and you almost felt sorry for their pitcher who started, because Flores obviously had some kind of arm injury. He struck out the first guy, and then he hit Edwards, Roop, and Brew in a row, loaded them up. They had to go to the bullpen due to the injury, and Winter came in, and he wasn't obviously warm or loose or expecting to pitch. He struck out Tanner Tweet, and with two outs, he then hit two more batters. Machuca and Carlson get hit by pitch and run score. So it was 2-0 after the first. Colt 45's added another one in the second, and an error helped out a little bit there. A double steal was the key aspect of that, allowing Thompson to score. The 3-0 lead got chipped away at a little bit. Solid starting performance. Really impressed as Kronowski continues to develop. They got to him for a run in the third, a double, and a single brought it in. And then in the fourth, they added another one, an infield hit, stolen base, wild pitch, strikeout, and a ground out. But at that point, 3-2 game, and it stayed that way for quite a while. Colt 45's added a run in the sixth inning on an RBI triple by Peyton Edwards, who turned out to be the hero of the night, because when they needed some insurance in the eighth, after a leadoff, three walks, they walked the bases full and went to the bullpen, and Peyton Edwards delivered his first career grand slam for the Colt 45s, and that just opened it up. Colt 45s wound up leaving some guys on base there. They got another bases loaded walk later, and it wound up being that wrapped up the final scoring in this contest, 9-3, a 5-run eighth inning. Your winning pitcher is going to be Marquez. Jacob came on and pitched in relief since the starter didn't go five innings. Marquez will improve to 2-1. Akins should get a save. He pitched three to close the door and came in and knocked out the win for the Colt 45s. The hero of the day, as I mentioned, Edwards, with the big triple and homer, total of 5 runs batted in on the night. Let's quickly run down some other scores for you before we say goodbye. In the big leagues, a full run of games now complete. If you're a Dodgers fan, you're not happy because the Cubs beat them 2-1 on a 2-run home run in the ninth inning off of the big ace reliever. And so Jansen gives it up and Ryan gets the win in relief, a big 2-run home run by Rizzo. Decides that game. I was blanking on Rizzo's name there. Oakland A's won big 11-2 over Seattle on the day Seattle sent their big power hitter to the Yankees in a trade. Colorado beat San Diego 14-8. Phillies edged the Braves 6-5 in Atlanta. Yankees over the White Sox 8-4. Minnesota edged KC 5-4. Mets 8-7 over St. Louis. Texas beat Cincinnati 4-3. Cleveland beat Detroit 4-2. Miami over Pittsburgh by a 4-3 final score. Houston beat Toronto 7-2. Boston over Baltimore 7-2. Giants, a nice win tonight, and Mike Yastrzemski made the terrific diving catch to save the game in the end as they beat the Brewers 8-7. Arizona over Washington 10-3, and the Angels down Tampa Bay by a 5-3 final score. The AAA scoreboard, we'll get that one for you. The Cubs and the River Cats are in extra innings, and Iowa has taken the lead with a run in the 10th at 6-5 now. And that one is, I believe, heading to the bottom of the 10th inning right now. There is a man on board for the Sacramento River Kings. All right, here's your final line for the winning Reading Colt 45s. It's 2 victories in a row. They'll take it. 9 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. For the Fresno A's, 3 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors. And the Colt 45s improve now to 9-7 on the season. They're off for Father's Day, and we hope you all enjoy your Father's Day. Colt 45s will be holding their youth camp out here at Tiger Field on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you're a late sign-up on the website, you can also come out first thing Monday morning and sign up as well. Bring your kids out. For everyone here, we wish you in advance a happy Father's Day and a happy result from Tiger Field with your final 9-3, the Colt 45s win. I'm Brent Weber. We'll see you next Thursday from the ballpark.
Like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Opinions from Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. At an appearance in Washington, the justice weighed in on proposals by some presidential candidates to add more justices to the court. Justice Breyer said, 9 seems to work just fine. And when you hear reporters say that during arguments, a justice asked a question that indicated a point of view on the case, Breyer said, don't believe it.
I might ask a question which is the opposite of what I'm likely, what I'm thinking at the time, because I want to find out what the other person's best answer is to what I think is the best argument over here.
However,
you might ask a question sometimes to sort of signal to your colleagues where you're coming from, so you could pick that up maybe sometimes.
And as for suggestions that the Supreme Court should not be a lifetime appointment, Justice Breyer said an 18-year term might be fine because it would eliminate speculation on when a justice might retire. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
There's been so much focus on the FBI and the Department of Justice, Martha, but a lot of the questions that relate to the origins of this go to the CIA. It was Alexander Downer, who was John Brennan's CIA counterpart at one point in time for Australia, that supposedly had this random conversation with George Papadopoulos that served as the predicate. There's a lot that Attorney General Barr, I think, has said doesn't jive with respect to that, and that's why John Durham is looking at the issues that the Democrats aren't willing to look at.
That is John Ratcliffe, who is being considered for Attorney General, talking about investigating the investigators. And that's where we're beginning. And we understand, according to the New York Times today, that there's going to be two CIA agents that that John Durham wants to speak to as the U.S. Attorney looks to probe under Attorney General Barr. With me right now is a guy I always love talking to. He's as smart and as insightful as anybody out there. He is the former editor of the Weekly Standard, Fox News contributor, Steve Hayes. Welcome back.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. What country are you in?
I am currently in Spain, still in Spain for about another month.
How's it going?
It's incredible. Best thing I've ever done, you know, aside from coming on your show.
Right.
Best thing I've ever done is move here for a year with my family. Incredible experience.
Now, do you speak Spanish?
I mean, you would think at this point, right? I'm learning. I'm getting there. I took a lot of Spanish in high school, so I'm able to build on that. But I had to work pretty hard the first 6 months I was here, so I didn't sort of fully immerse. But my kids are they're killing it. I have kids from ranging from 14 down to 2, and they're all more or less speaking on a regular basis. So that's great.
Fantastic. So on this, I don't know how – I'm sure you've been following this closely. This thing, this investigation, we have a lot of places to go, but the first place I want to go is investigating the investigators. As John Ratcliffe starts talking about some of these players, we have to go international to catch up to this dossier story. We got to talk to Stephen Halper, who's a professor working for the FBI. Alexander Downer, why is he talking to Papadopoulos? This guy, Joseph Mifsud, why is he lost somewhere in Italy? The Malta professor with links to world soccer, by the way, who they list in the Mueller report as somebody who's basically working for Russian interests. So we have to go international to find out what happened domestic. What is the level of interest that Stephen Hayes has in this?
Yeah, look, I think I'm in sort of a unique position, I think. I mean, I think the Mueller investigation was worthwhile. I think it uncovered interesting things. I think there were real questions that had to be answered, that had to be asked, had to be answered about the Trump campaign and Donald Trump and the activities of his associates. I think it was a problem that so many people associated with the Trump campaign weren't being straightforward about their foreign contacts and about their activities. And I think the big takeaway from the Mueller report is that, I mean, among others, is that there was a willingness to collude, but there wasn't evidence of collusion. So there you have that part of it. It's important. I think it advances the story. I find the Mueller report troubling in many respects, but we have the Mueller report now. We have a final statement on this. I'm also, though, at the same time, troubled by the way that a lot of this began. And I think there are legitimate unanswered questions about what the U.S. intelligence community was doing to hatch this whole thing. You know, people, I think, in the mainstream media have continued to treat John Brennan and James Clapper and others as sort of disinterested intelligence officials, you know, who would never be political, who would only do things for the good of the country. And I think the evidence just points in the other direction. And I think there was plenty of attempts by senior intelligence leaders during the Obama administration to downplay or distort intelligence reporting that was going to the president, helping the president make the political arguments that he wanted, whether you're talking about Iran, whether you're talking about the war on terror. And now I think there are really questionable judgments and questionable statements. And as I say, a lot of unanswered questions about what the role of the U.S. intel community was in the lead up to the 2016 campaign.
So yesterday, behind closed doors in front of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes was amazed that these FBI guys were there, along with Andy McCarthy, trying to unwind what was going on during this election. And he was asking him about the conduct of Peter Strzok, the insurance policy, how vile the president is, how much people in Northern Virginia smelled. They can smell them ahead of time. They were shocked that this guy was leading this investigation. But listen to what Nunes noticed. Cut 20.
What was amazing to me that I think a lot of people didn't pay attention to is there were two retired FBI agents on the stand there, on the witness table, along with Andy McCarthy, who appears a lot on your show and others. What I was amazed at is the lack of concern by these former FBI agents, one of whom Peter Strzok used to work for. And look, they served their country, and I'm sure they did a great job.
So you said they weren't concerned that these guys sell it, and Lisa Page and McCabe, who is being criminally investigated now, or James Comey. They're not even concerned about the perception that these guys now cast on the FBI.
Well, you have to be concerned about the perception. And look, I think it's important to separate fact from fiction from conspiracy theory here. I mean, there have been some crazy conspiracy theories woven about what the FBI may or may not have done in the lead up to this. And I think it's important to get answers, which is one of the reasons I think it's important to continue these kinds of investigations. But I don't understand how if you're a professional employee of the FBI and you've devoted your life to serving your country, that you're not concerned about the kind of language that we saw in the texts from Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. How could you not be? I mean, however much context people who want to defend the Strzok and Page texts and exchanges want to place around it, the messages are what they are. I mean, they said what they said. And they can now tell us, well, we didn't really mean that we needed an insurance policy. We didn't really mean that we were going to derail the Trump campaign. But they said what they said, and if they were idle messages, they shouldn't have been sending those kind of idle messages with the understanding that somebody could have eventually read them. But it has to bother you, if you're looking back on it, that so many people now do have those concerns. We've read the text messages, and I think it's diminished the faith that people have in the FBI to conduct fair investigations when you have those kinds of things written by senior FBI officials involved with these investigations, not just the investigations into Donald Trump and Russia, but the Hillary Clinton investigations as well. You have those things now in the public domain. If you're a senior FBI official, current or former, you have to be concerned about that.
Yeah. So meanwhile, let's pivot. Yesterday, the president spent 2 days with George Stephanopoulos. Number one, does that astound you? Being that how few interviews of Barack Obama did with Fox over the course of 8 years, that the president's so willing and accessible, whether it's on the White House lawn or 2 days with an ABC anchor?
Yeah, I don't think he's that willing and accessible. I mean, he stops and he gives comments when he's, you know, heading to the helicopter or
for 20 minutes.
I think he should give more interviews to a wide variety of sources, including me when I come back, of course. I think you should spend more time with journalists. I mean, if you're a supporter of the president, you're a fan of the president, you think by and large that what he does and what he says helps his cause. I think it's better for the country if we hear more directly from President Trump, in part because we certainly don't hear it from his press secretary. We don't have these kind of White House briefings that we had before that are meant to inform journalists and the American people on what's going on a day-to-day basis. So I think it's good that he gave the interview to George Stephanopoulos. I hope he gives it to a variety of other reporters as well.
Yeah, I actually, Steve, I don't know if you've seen it, but sometimes it lasts a half hour. And he sits there and picks up people. They get two or three questions with the president. And Sarah Sanders, that thing ended up being a brawl where no one was gaining any benefit except for some reporters were getting famous for being self-congratulatory. But
there's no question there was grandstanding by reporters in those press briefings. And you know, even if we say that, let's say that three-quarters of the one-hour-long press briefings were worthless, you still got some basic answers on issues of the day, and I think it's too bad that we don't get those anymore.
Here is the president and the most controversial answer to his question. Cut three.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. I don't. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
So your thoughts?
I think that's a horrible thing to say. I think it's un-American. I'm appalled that the president would say it. But we've seen him take that attitude in the past, so I'm not at all surprised by it. But, I mean, if the North Koreans are passing information to the Trump campaign, is he on Elizabeth Warren, is he going to take it? It would be deeply troubling if that were the case, because then you have a campaign trying to serve the function of the intelligence community in determining whether these things are true or not true. And maybe they wouldn't even take that step to try to make those determinations. I just think you're inviting a whole another level of foreign interference, potentially with hostile powers. Now that the president of the United States has said that in public, I think you're going to see foreign intelligence services view it as an invitation, like, oh, he wants it, we'll give it to him. And I think it's a very unfortunate thing to say.
I agree with you, and I think he's got to walk it back and clarify. So I want you to hear.
You think he will? I hope he does.
I will.
I'm glad you think that.
I totally agree with you, Steve. I mean, it's a huge mistake. Not only that, even if you say to yourself, well, if they give information, it could help you. Do you know these countries want something in return for this information?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a huge mistake, and I think he can easily fix it. And I'm just amazed. And after spending 2 days, that's the soundbite. So sooner or later, Donald Trump will say something that will overwhelm everything else. And that's what happened. Steve, when are you coming back?
I'm back mid-end of July, and I am coming back. I'm still a Fox contributor, so I'm coming back on the air end of next month.
Great. And my last question to you is, you're a big soccer guy. I'm a soccer guy. I want the women's team to do good. I was following around since really 1994. I've been doing features on that team as it evolved. 2015 was a high moment. 13-0 to me is unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, when you're scoring goals at a pace of, you know, every four minutes, I mean, I think there's a good case to be made that you should sort of step back and just play keep away. I mean, we all know how that works. I played soccer for a big part of my life. You can do that against a team that's not competitive. But the thing that bothered me most was the over-celebration. I mean, show some class, show some dignity. You don't have to celebrate your 13th goal when you're the reigning World Cup champions and you're playing a team that's never been in the World Cup before.
Yeah, and I just think that we know how to hold on to the ball when you're up big. It's hard in baseball and football. If you can't stop the run and you keep running, what are you supposed to do, run out of bounds? And you can't tell someone to ground out in baseball. It's very hard. It hurts your average. It hurts your stats. But in basketball, it's kind of hard, too. You got a shot clock.
Right,
so,
exactly.
But not in soccer. And I just think that if I was calling in that game as a coach, I would get berated, fined, or suspended. Because it's not a matter of being weak. There's a way to win and a way to lose. And to me, you don't win like that.
Yeah, I agree entirely. I mean, you're limited on the number of people you can substitute, so you can't swap out your best players. I mean, you could swap out a couple of them, but you can't swap out a number of them. But the answer is to tell your team to play keep away.
Yep.
And, you know, it might not be as entertaining for people, and you might not have the bragging rights. And, look, if you're talking about a competitive division and they count goal differential, there's an argument that you want to score as many goals as you can. 13 seems excessive.
Stephen Hayes from the Soccer Bastion of Spain. Thanks so much, Steve. I look forward to seeing you in person this summer.
Anytime. Looking forward to it, Brian.
All right, Stephen Hayes. When we come back, your phone calls, 1-866-408-7669, and we'll find out, indeed, if there is more to know.
Listen and pick up on some things you didn't know before. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/guys. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/guys. That's 4hims.com/guys for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/guys.
75 years ago, Ray Lambert hit Omaha Beach with the first wave. His actions there were legendary. Now he's written the most extraordinary first-hand account of the Normandy invasions. Every Man a Hero, a memoir of D-Day by Silver Star recipient Ray Lambert. President Donald Trump at the D-Day 75th anniversary ceremony praised Sergeant Lambert's courageous record, saying, "Ray, the free world salutes you." Every Man a Hero. Read it, share it, wherever books are sold. From Morrow.
Chuck Woolery here for Blue Emu. How many pain relief ads do you hear daily? 5, 10, 15? And of course, all of them claim their new ingredient or their new formula will help. Blue Emu has maintained the same quality year after year and continues to be the number one branded Emu oil product. So don't trust hype. Trust Blue Emu to support healthy muscles and joints. Choose Blue Emu pain relief products. They work fast and you won't stink.
Available at retailers nationwide.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It is tiring to hear from so many sex-starved males on this floor talk about a woman's right to choose.
Mr. Speaker, I would just like to ask my friend if she'd like to change her last statement.
If it pleases my colleague on the other side, I will withdraw my statement about sex-starved males on the floor.
All right, that was gangster. I actually feel bad for those guys because it's a trap, right? You don't know what to do. If you don't get mad, it looks like she's telling the truth about your sex life. But if you get mad, it looks like she hit a sore spot. Like, what do you do?
So that is the Daily Show. I didn't even see that was going on. So these guys are just wasting so much time. They could not pass a bill for humanitarian aid to the border to help our Border Patrol, who's flat out overwhelmed, who are being condemned for not putting people in good conditions, but they're out of material and money. They need billions because of the illegals. And we could change it with a few asylum fixes, but Congress doesn't do it. They want to redo the Mueller report. And it's just maddening. They want Hope Hicks to come back, John Dean to retestify. It's just an embarrassment. 1-866-408-7669. Quick note, I want to see you in person, and hopefully you want to see me. So go to briankilmeade.com/tour. I'm going to be talking about America, great from the start, patriotic look at where we've been and where we're going. You're featured around my series on Fox Nation, where you're watching me right now, which is What Made America Great. And my books, Andrew Jackson, Miracle of New Orleans, George Washington, Secret Six, and Thomas Jefferson, Tripoli Pirates, and my new one, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, all together to give you an idea where we're going in a conversational way. It's more red, white, and blue than red and blue. So I'll see you there. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
Well, congratulations, St. Louis, especially 97.1 listeners, because the Blues win in seven. Easily handle the Bruins 4-1.
A team that was in last place on January 3rd. The players on the bench are bouncing up. History will be made tonight in Boston. 15 seconds to go as Shen blocks a puck to the corner. 10 seconds remaining. Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go. And the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over.
And for the first time ever, they have a Stanley Cup. The Blues began in 1967. By the way, they were the worst team in the NHL on January 3rd, a date that's loomed large in St. Louis's consciousness. Since the 11-game winning streak in January and February that vaulted them to the top of the standings, they ended up getting an improbable number 3 seed, and it's been a sprint all spring long. By the way, if you were a fan and threw down $400 on the team during the January trip to Las Vegas, the odds were then 250-1. You got $100,000. Next, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise praised Capitol police officers during the Republican-Democratic game, and the guy gave a special citation to Crystal Griner and David Bailey, who saved their lives and took out that gunman on June 14th 2 years ago. Congratulations there. And Steve Scalise will be on with me tomorrow. And lastly, as we move our way through, Justin Bieber says, just kidding. I did not want to fight Tom Cruise. Bieber playing it cool for the people in Los Angeles. He doesn't know why he challenged the 56-year-old action actor. He says he's got dad strength and would have won. I'm not sure what's wrong with Justin Bieber, why he's always in the news, why he doesn't sing anymore, but he's really, really rich and married a Baldwin.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/guys. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/guys. That's forhims.com/guys for your first month for just $5.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Fox News Talk.